to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Holy heart failure!
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
Holy hole in a donut!
Shut the F up.
It's Don and Mike on the Pike. This Wednesday at 8 p.m., Don and Mike and their whole wacky crew invade Hooters on Rockville Pike. Come on out for some wings and perhaps a breast. Don't miss Don and Mike's triumphant Maryland debut. You'll wish that the night would never end. And who knows, maybe it won't. The Don and Mike Reno style show. Hooters on Rockville. That's how I roll.
Hi, this is the Grim Reaper from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. I just want to tell you that I personally never listened to Don Geronimo or Mike O'Meara. I never listened to them, but I don't have a radio, so that's not surprising. Be excellent to each other and party on.
This is Charles Grodin. I came in to guest on this program, and they sent me out to the 7-Eleven to do this thing that they do. And when I came back, one of these guys, or maybe both of them, had eaten most of my box lunch, which I left on the table. I mean, I guess it's meant as a joke, but now I don't have any lunch. But they mean well, I guess, and they're very fat guys, and they're all right. They're all right, but I'm hungry. Thank you very much.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is really putting yourself in jeopardy. So I never do it.
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day, and call this number. Yeah, dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day. Hi, I'm Alex Trebek, and
son of a bitch.
Huh? Wait. Run that by me again. I don't understand it. I didn't pause. All right, let's start cutting. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and dollars. Ah. Son of a bitch. Somebody gonna tell me why? Here's a little hint. Pick up, take 20, one.
$25,000.
It's all on the same tape. How are they gonna lose it? $25,000, $50,000, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, dollars.
Well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm gonna do it now.
Dollars.
It's for you.
No shit. Call now and play, phone Jeopardy. You, and them too.
You guys see that rocket this morning?
Oh yeah, did the launch go off?
Yeah, you can see it.
I had a
disconnected up there. GGM saw the explosion. I didn't know it.
I had launch
because there was launch right over here.
I had launch.
I was buried in a beaver.
Oh, how was your launch?
I don't have sound. Right, man.
Chad held it. There's a mic up there.
You sneaky. I wanted to know.
Okay. Now you gotta do a 5-minute monologue over
what
this.
A friend we have.
Esparto, California. Hello.
Larry King, my question is for Joe Allen. Joe Allen, from where you're sitting now, does it look like Larry paints his bald spot that Don and Mike show?
What?
A very intelligent question, sir. I know Don and Mike, and of course, one of them fell out of the crib as a child, as I remember when they were in Washington. I think the other one pushed them. I think they know each other since childhood, but I have no idea what he's talking about. But a very good question, sir. It shows that you're really keen on things, and I'm glad you waited an hour to ask it. I have no idea what he's talking about.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes. Thank you very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to. You're gone. You're gone. Don't call me again.
Well, we've had a lot of Saturday night parties here on the Ponderosa, but this is the best one we've ever had.
Yeah, sure nice to have all the neighbors here, too. And say, I never heard Slim Duncan and the boys play any better.
Hey, boy, you ought to try a little fancying yourself. I believe Simpson's the best dad burn dancer in the whole Nevada territory.
He means she was the best dad burn dancer. Right now, Doc Burns is treating her for a broken toe.
What?
Oh, dadgummit, Adam, you and your Josh. Well, you're just a natural inspiration, Oz. Anyway, while you and the others catch their breath from all that dancing, why don't we have a song? Like Sourwood Mountain.
Woo! Look out!
Right, you take the verses and everybody else join in on the chorus.
Well, hold on,
we haven't sung together in a long time. We mightn't remember the verses.
Now, don't you worry about that, Pa. Horse and Adam and I have been practicing. You just try to sing along
you
with us.
Practicing?
Yes. Ready, boys? Ready, Pa?
Here we go.
Start the music, Slim.
We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Get it.
Hey, all you little brains, it's time for the Don and Mike Show.
Help! Help! Somebody save me! Help!
With Don Geronimo.
I have to admit, I did a fair bit of
master when I was a little younger. I used to call it the stroking salami.
Mike O'Mara.
Hey, you got a big job interview and you're a little nervous? Well, throw back a couple of shots of Hennigan's and you'll be as loose as a goose and ready to roll in no time.
Buzz Burbank.
Well, I'm not sure how you pronounce it or anything, but I believe it's menage a trois.
Rob Spiewak.
I did it. You zip it. Yep. Look, ladies and gentlemen, the jury, exhibit A.
Sweet, doughy-headed Joe Artinger.
I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
You're just not going to go?
Yeah.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know.
And John Norman.
What did you say? It's all gonna be all wrong. It's the wrong tone. You do it again. I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
Is that how it is?
I think so.
That's kind of a low key one right there.
Yeah. Like that one, though. Thank you to us. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. Here's John and Mike.
No, no. He didn't say John, did he?
No, he's been thought of.
All right, good.
Fooled me. I thought it was over and they came back.
That's a tricky one there.
Nice going, Andy. Thanks. Dennis Lyon for sending that one in.
John and Mike show.
Yes.
Hello.
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 Hi there.
Here's the only thing I'm going to say on the topic that some people want me to comment on, and I simply will not. I got nothing to do with the running of the radio station. They fired the wrong one. That's it.
Bingo.
Fired the wrong person.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
But that's why they call it show business.
Like a new studio, huh?
Fancy dicks you got here.
Hey, you're George Bush, right?
You're a goddamn genius!
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Who he?
This is Robert the Mailman.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Hello!
Yeah, today, how about that? It's Super Chicago.
Hello!
Chicago, and make me smile. Now look out, everybody.
Whoa, look out!
Buzz Burbank tomato, or shall I say, tomato?
Ah,
tomatoes. Tomatoes. Yes.
I got two of them.
Me too.
So did I. Hemp tomatoes.
Nice set. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Just Very Average and all the ships at sea. On their backs, covered in baby oil, here's Don Geronimo, and it's Mike O'Mara.
You're talking about half.
Yeah, I am.
Well, as you can tell by the smell, Don and Mike show, that's what the radio is stuck on, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Wednesday. It's 08-23-06.
Hi, Donna Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
He's a local boy. He's just terrific, that new leader. He's like too much.
Like too much what?
He's one of the truly great swingers of all time.
And as we like saying at the beginning of every show, Buzz is clean.
Certified. Absolutely, head to toe. Documents on file. No, Rob, he's 100% clean.
Every day.
I thought I saw a trace of bacteria.
Not a chance. He's a compulsive hand washer.
He's a cleanie weenie.
Oh.
You can call us from anywhere in North America. United States or from Canada, call us at 877-365-3636. That's the toll-free number. We're on the internet. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. If you want to email us during the show, our man Yanni, back there with the shaved head because he's battling lice, as he has his entire life since he was a little child.
He will not use that product NYX that we used to advertise on this show.
He's back there. He's answering your emails. Send them to us at donandmikewebsite.com. And we're on iTunes. And if you go to iTunes and you just put in Don Ampersand Mike, right?
Yeah, they wanted to make it easier, so they took out the three letters that would be required to type in for and they put the ampersand in.
To make it easier for you.
Easier for you to type in, much more difficult for us to explain every day.
Yeah, so go to iTunes, and that's updated daily now.
Cool.
And you just click on it. If you go and you click on the thing that's got our picture in, and you hook your machine up to it, and the show that you could be hearing right now on the radio instead, you can hear on your iPod.
Yeah, and listen to it whenever you want, over and over again.
Have we successfully explained that?
I think so.
Because that's real important to them, right, Kong?
They want you to know that. They want everybody to know how to get the comedy out of your computer and into your listening machine.
And might I add, great that iPod crap. Really good poolside or beachside. Yeah. It's very, very good. Just to plug in.
Hiking and biking as well.
I think that's what the kids are doing nowadays.
I use it when I use mass transit.
whenever you speak, can we just have something that says now, the cutting edge?
Technology is my life.
Well, because really the other day you mentioned your whole fascination with, as you called it, the computer, a computer with writing on it, TV with writing on it, right. The computer.
Yeah, you know, it's just so many of these new innovations. It seems like every day I'm discovering a new one. I was in a store and they have an alarm clock now where there's a button you can push and it makes wave sounds.
You are high.
No, sounds of
maybe
the ocean.
Maybe in your LSD land.
I don't think so.
Blue Boy. Blue Boy from Dragnet, not the magazine.
Not the magazine. I thought maybe because I was wearing blue today, I wasn't sure.
But I'm glad that
Blue Boy.
I'm glad that you immediately think of the kiddie porn. When I was going back on the reference to the 1960s Dragnet episode,
right.
With the kid that was so...
I,
so spaced out on LSD or something, he painted his face blue.
I think of Blue Boy in only one way. And is it? It's not kiddie porn. Is
no.
It not, it's male porn, I think. It's gay porn is what it is.
I always thought it was like Mambla stuff.
No, it's Blue Boy is the, isn't that like the gay magazine?
Well, don't go sullying the name of Blue Boy magazine. No, I think it's just adults.
Sullying the name.
Yeah.
So it's just adult gay porn?
I believe so. Well,
never seen a copy of it.
Then it's no fun to me.
And don't forget the painting by Gameboy.
Hello. Oh, Blue Boy, right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I was going to say that wasn't Chicago. Hello.
That is a funny call to start.
Thank you, my friend.
You know, that combines somebody who's being funny with someone who is listening religiously. Yep. I think that's terrific. Yep.
Good callers. Thank you. Well, good caller, rather. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we'll
right.
many good callers.
Maybe.
Maybe and maybe not. Listen, we do want to start today by again saying thank you very hard for listening. Now, it's only a monthly ratings trend, and as we've said before, you know, you don't build your empire on these things because it's a month-by-month thing.
Yeah, and it would drive you really insane if you dwelled on it and made a big deal about it, but we do have to look at it, and we do pay attention to it, so it's a good thing.
And especially since we've been telling you that we suck so bad, mm-hmm. you know, back 5 months ago when we were in 15th place, well, this is just for Washington, D.C., now I don't know about Baltimore, Sacramento, Rochester, the other cities, but here in D.C., the new ones are at the first stage of the summer Arbitrons. And, oh, my God, the show's on fire like it's not been on fire in years. Up another full half a point.
Yeah.
It'll be 5.2 to 5.7. Third place in the beauty pageant.
Yep, we're number three from 4 to 3.
From 15.
Yeah.
And the one that everybody cares about, adults 25-54, from a 6.8 to a 7.4. All the way up to second place.
And good stuff.
And
yeah.
And these are not just male demographics. These are all listener demographics.
Right.
All listeners.
This is very, very good news.
It's a good start to the summer ratings book for us as we continue our climb from worst to first.
Very, very good news.
And it's going to happen. So big thank you, as the kids say, as the rappers say.
Mm-hmm.
Big ups.
Is that
big,
it?
Big ups big to up. You, the little brains out
big
there.
Big ups. Yeah, I learned another thing today.
Thank you very much for listening to the show and admitting to the Arbitron company that you listen to the show.
Uh-huh.
It's really great because as we've gone through so many times, we've been counted out more times than golly.
Than anyone.
Than who's someone?
Someone,
well, no, who's someone who's really been counted out a million times and just keeps coming back?
Rob
Spiewak.
There you go. That's excellent. Right. Excellent comparison.
Good choice, Rob.
Big ups and holla back.
And we will be celebrating next Wednesday night. So come on out. It's another one of our We Are Rated number 4 shows, mm-hmm. even though this month officially we're number 3. We will be in Rockville Pike, Rockville, Maryland, on Rockville Pike, our brand new home, with our Reno Style show a week from tonight, next Wednesday, 8 o'clock. We'll all be at the Hooters on Rockville Pike. From 8 until 10. And the premise is very simple. Come on out, and we just want to say hi, have a drink, take pictures, sign stuff, sign body parts, and...
Oh, yeah, I really want to sign body parts.
Mike and I will get up on stage and what has now become a very raunchy, X-rated type of just barrage of profanities and really cruel, ugly words that...
No.
Really, you really shouldn't hear while you're enjoying a chicken wing.
Well, we let out what we can on this show, and we express ourselves freely and really even more freely than we would in our own private homes. We love to we love the bar potty talk. We really do. Enjoy my X-rated mimicry. Rob, that is funny.
Actually, what we do is...
Yes, I do. I say the F word in 30 different voices.
They're funnier with accents.
They are.
We pretend that we took the job with Mel. And we do satellite radio, where you can constantly and say anything you want.
It's fun to pretend.
Anyway, it's worked out real good, and it's not a Las Vegas style show because those things really ended up being full of, you know, man on woman sex stuff on
stage. Yeah, and the proprietors didn't really appreciate that.
But you know, I think it's been proven time and time again, and at least until they prove it to us again. You know, you can still get on stage and say anything you like.
That's right.
Yeah. So that is the point. We'll be up on stage doing some stuff. We want to meet you guys. Everybody will be there next Wednesday night. Information, you can hit our website, donandmikewebsite.com.
And we'd like to sign your breasts.
Yeah.
And buzzed more than anybody.
Oh, yeah.
I would oblige if requested.
Yeah, because he's clean.
He's clean as a whistle.
Certified.
He's clean.
Documents on file.
Very, very clean.
And understand, when we say Buzz is clean, we're not talking about the fact that he's like Felix Unger and he's a neat freak.
No, no, we're talking about his health.
We're talking about the fact that hourly, Buzz has blood tests done.
Buzz is, unlike anybody else on this show, Buzz is the only one of us who is completely disease-free.
Hasn't always been that way.
He has. He's cured everything he's had.
You know, he's always dangerously close to, you know, he works around chlamydia.
Yeah.
He works around gonorrhea.
Like you, I always bounce back.
Pyorrhea,
Rhea Perlman.
you know, I mentioned gonna already, gonorrhea. He's around all of this stuff, but because of all of the work he does in the community, Mike.
Right, he's never even had a wart on his hand.
You know, when he's down there, when he's working at that little place in Northwest for the young unwed mothers.
Yeah, the clinic. God bless them.
Right. On a Saturday morning when he's there exchanging needles.
Yeah, that's when he double wraps.
Dirty needles for clean needles.
Right.
You know, they only know him as Mr. White Tight Shirt.
Yeah, and it's amazing that he wears those tight doctor's outfits. And he's never gotten a pinprick. And he's never gotten a needle stick, to the best of my knowledge, right?
And he's loved by all of these primarily young girls.
Oh, they're sweet. They're good girls. And he's got his own, when he's working at the clinic, he's got his own plastic gloves. He doesn't have the standard surgical gloves. Buzz has the kind that look like, they're almost like an evening glove that Jackie O would have worn back in the day.
Yeah,
they go all the way up to his elbows.
Yeah, very, very, very true.
Well, he's like living gloves.
Actually, up above your bicep, isn't it? I mean, it's
not
amazing.
Quite that high, up to my elbow.
Almost something like you would have seen Angelina Jolie wearing Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You know in that scene where she goes down like to her cat of nine tails?
Satin.
Which reminds me, because she was kind of a dominatrix in that movie.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we're working on getting your whipping post, Rob.
I notified engineering today.
Good. Oh, no, I talked to engineering as well today.
Good.
Where are we going to put it?
Right there in Buzz's studio.
Right back in Buzz?
Right here.
Yep. Rob's whipping post.
And so it'll be a whipping post and it'll be a utility pole.
Yes. Oh, it'll be fun.
What we need it for.
We got, really, I'm not kidding you this time, kids. So much stuff to get to today.
All right.
Stuff from a college in Wisconsin. A good chance to call my brother Jim about this.
Oh, he is Mr. Wisconsin.
A Don and Mike affiliate of the week. We're going to be spotlighting today the great city of Bakersfield, California.
Oh, I love that city. It's like Sacramento Light.
Every day we're heard on Radio KGEO in Bakersfield.
That would be AM?
Well, of course, Mike.
Yeah.
All the best things are on AM.
Well, of course they
are.
They have out there.
Right.
Well, there were a bunch of white supremacist chicks who were just all over TV last night.
Really?
In
Bakersfield?
They're on national TV. Mm-hmm. As it turns out, they're from Bakersfield.
Home of Buck Owens, I believe.
Yeah, he's not there anymore.
No, he passed regretfully.
He regretfully has passed. These are twins.
Twins.
And they look a lot like the Olsen twins, except they're rock singers.
Oh. These are white supremacist twins?
They're in a group called Prussian Blue.
Yes, heard of
Prussian
them.
Blue?
Yes.
Spotlight on Bakersfield.
Wow.
So we've got to get to that today. Yeah. You know, we still have never played the tapes of Jim Nance talking gay about Phil Mickelson. We still never have played the tapes of the family that had the monkey come in and live with them, and then he ripped off the guy's face.
Oh, yeah.
So many good things to get to. Oh, and I got to go with this right now. I want to tell you about some stuff that happened, some of that everyday stuff, some of the everyday filler stuff of the first segment of the show.
Right.
Okay.
Which is really the downfall of the show.
Have you been reading the internet again?
Oh, no, Mike, today is a day when I can look at that and laugh.
And laugh.
Right.
And laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really what I did today was, I went on Rupert's site, and I went back, I don't know, 6 months ago. And I was looking at some of the posts, and I was just a stupid internet site. But all the posts, you're like, this is it for Don and Mike. Really, I know I've said it before, but this is it for them.
Yeah.
This is the last straw. I will not listen to them. They are not funny. They suck. They're going down.
Right.
This is it forever, 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 forever. Well, here we are 6 months later.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're still writing about us. They're still kind of obsessed with the show. And I think that's when we have to worry is when we're not on that website.
Right. We're on more of a roll, I swear to God, than we've been on the last 3 years, Jackson. I mean, we love working in this new studio.
Yep.
Oh, and I remember back the first day we came back on. Oh, the crap we took from people about the little reverb.
Oh, my
that we
God.
Had. And I also looked at the pages about that.
Mm-hmm.
Ratings will shoot down immediately.
I am never listening again. I cannot stand this. I am getting a migraine from this.
A lot of that.
Jesus Christ, July was sure a strong, strong month.
Very good.
Do you ever get the people like I've been getting lately think, why did you turn the reverb off?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't even hear it.
Because now
anymore.
They're accustomed to it.
Yeah, because you said right. They would be.
Used
yeah.
to it. To
okay.
it.
Okay. Anyway, so it's very sweet, and thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Finally, Rob, this will make you very happy. This is news from the world of show. They are finally doing a Survivor that I believe a premise that I threw out when the show debuted, what, like 5 years ago?
This is the 13th?
Yeah. Amazing. They cheat, though, when they say it's the 13th season.
It's not the 13th year.
Because sometimes they run like two or three in a year.
Right.
So when they say it's like the 13th season.
And they had that all-star stuff that they do also.
Well, that doesn't count. But this is the sign that Survivor is really going down the tubes.
No.
Get ready. And Rob, you don't even know this. This year on Survivor, blacks versus whites versus Latinos versus Asians.
What? Wow.
That's right.
Go wrong.
Survivor will divide the groups.
This is a race war.
By race.
It's season 13. Survivor Berlin.
Wow.
How fantastic is this?
They are going to divide people by their ethnicity. That is delightful.
I would have done it coming, and I think I said this, I would have done it coming right off the Richard Hatch year when that show was just as hot as a firecracker.
Do they have a catchy name for it? Or
called the Superior Race.
No, it's just called... it's just Survivor.
Wow.
Survivor. The press release just says, we're dividing groups by race this year.
Wow. Incredible.
Have they announced the location?
Yes, hold on a second, Robbie.
Bed-Stuy.
Cook Islands in the South Pacific.
Ah, those are nice.
Oh, I vacationed there.
So it'll be blacks versus white versus Latinos.
Oh, that's the Jack Kent Cook Islands.
Right. Versus Asians. Who would be
what a bloody good time.
Who would be your early favorite in that group?
Who would be, you know,
I beg pardon?
I would have to say that, of course.
I refrain from comment.
What was the question?
Under the fear of I would say some sort of Jimmy the Greek incident.
Well, I would just say based on our track record. Whites. Mm. I mean, you know, like it or not. Listen, if you're born white, you're born lucky into this world.
I mean, so you're saying it on luck.
What I'm saying is,
I'm saying on survivorship skills.
Yeah, I think that's what it gets down to.
Well, I don't know.
I refuse to pick a group.
Well, Mike, I always back the favorites. I don't have to think of this way. In this case, the whites would be the favorites.
I would say that.
No, I don't know.
I would say whoever the most athletically inclined people.
Well, then I would definitely go black.
As Reggie White says, each race has its own special.
And, they are leaving themselves wide open.
Yeah, let's incorporate the inventiveness.
And
you know, as far as being able to figure out little things.
If there's a math competition, forget it. I'm all over the Asians.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to go for the Asians.
Well,
absolutely.
They do occasionally not only have tests of physical prowess, but they have tests of memory. And things like that. I haven't seen a lot of real math challenges, though.
No.
And as a matter of fact, the reason I said that about whites is that's one of my favorite refrains over the years. And if you're a parent, feel free to use this with your parent. If you have, for instance, in my case, a male son, what I have said to him is, do you not realize, and I'm not saying this to be flip, I mean, this is just really the way I look at the world. Mm-hmm. You don't realize how lucky you were to be born, first off, white.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And simply because I think that men have it better than women.
You're right again.
The golden ticket.
A man. I mean,
well, that's been the theory
really,
for years.
That's pretty hard to screw
white
up.
White males, I mean, in America.
You know,
although guys do.
Oh, of course they do. But there are people who are born, of different races and different colors. And immediately, you know, there are people, ugly people like Rob out there who want to.
Right.
Who want them to walk on the other side of the street.
Who want to keep them down.
Right in the back of buses. Well, so
it's not fair.
I can't tell you how many times I've said that to my kid, which is why I got to think the whites are your favorites because. The whites are the Yankees. As far as race goes, the whites are the Yankees.
Yeah.
Who are the Red Sox?
Who would the Red Sox be?
All of the others.
All of the others.
The score could change, however.
Hold on, let me see. Really? God, I don't know.
Six in a row last night.
See, you're not talking. See, what I'm not doing, I'm not talking about who's the best or
right,
you know,
right,
but I'm just
right.
saying is
you're saying on pure luck.
No, the perception in the world and the way that the world mm-hmm. is run
mm-hmm.
right now, you would have to at least in America. Well, I don't know. It would go white, black, Latino, Asian. If you're gonna rate them like that,
I would say black, Latino, white, Asian.
No,
you notice they're not letting the Arabs play.
That's right, they'd cheat. they would cheat, Buzz.
Oh, can't get them on the plane.
Wow.
Arabs on a plane.
Asians will win.
The Asians will win?
Yes, I promise.
On work ethic and all that good stuff?
Yeah. I saw that movie with Michael Keaton where they made all those cars in
Gung
30
Ho?
Days.
Yeah.
And
Norm from Cheers.
Gung Ho.
Yeah.
A lot of those Toyota products being made in the United States now.
Mm-hmm. No, but what I meant was, don't rate the mic on the way that you think that they'll finish in this competition.
Well, how else could I rate them?
Well, no, I mean, just in general, when I was saying that whites are the Yankees, what I meant is because the whites have had the run of the world.
See, I was looking at the specific competitiveness.
No, I'm just talking about in general in the world that we live in.
Oh, in general. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I would say, let me see, number one would be your white, you know, number two is black. Coming out quickly is number three, Latino, and then, it's a very close race with Asians
coming in. I, as far as the opportunities and what they do in this country and what people do, yeah, you're probably right. But as far as Survivor, I was giving my ranking as far as who I think will win.
Mm-hmm. Oh, on the show?
Yeah, on the show.
Let me see, on the show?
As opposed to
I think the whites would get their asses kicked.
I think there's a real good chance of that.
Yeah, I think if I'm really going to rank
them. You never know, though. You never really know.
Not as far as who's got the best resume or who gets the easiest road through life.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether this is, this entire segment is filled with stereotypes. I would say I'm not sure as far as the Asians, as far as the Asian community, where are they on swimming? Where are they?
I don't know how they ran.
The Olympics.
No,
wait a minute. I saw the Olympics in Japan had a heck of a swim team.
Yeah. I am going to have to change my ranking with the blacks.
And vice versa. your survivor ranking or your world ranking?
Well, my survivor ranking.
Changes to what?
Lots of swimming involved. Uh-huh. I think we all know the stereotype. Blacks can't swim.
But. On that show, I believe it's a prerequisite. So you will have, yes, Rob?
Don't they need to swim to get from the boat to the island?
Yeah, absolutely.
So right. The blacks can lose it on the first night?
They've been pre-approved.
And hard to
restrained.
Believe.
I'm kidding. I'm just trying to think of every possible stereotype.
Yeah, who knows?
Make everybody very
uncomfortable.
Now,
unfortunately, if you really wanted to give all the other racial groups outside of the Asian community, you'd have some sort of driving competition. That's another big stereotype that I threw in there.
And Rubik's Cube. And
well, Rubik's Cube, would that be...
Asian.
That would be Asian.
Hand
right?
down.
But there's cockfighting.
Isn't that more Latino?
That's what I'm saying.
That's big.
You'd have one in there that
that's
would
big
be,
in your Latin American country.
It would be for the Latinos.
The immunity idol will go to the winner of the hat dancing competition. Now, there's been 13 seasons, and I've only watched two of them.
Hold on a second, though. As far as the, you know what's really big on Survivor? This suddenly moves the white people into the screwing over the other racial groups.
Oh, yeah.
We're good at that. But it's only going to be within their own tribe.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to be white on white.
Yeah, white on white crime.
It'll be white on white.
Yeah, right? Do we turn on ourselves?
Well, I think we'll all be watching. Or maybe not.
Whites are going to lose the show. Even though as far as the world goes with race and everything, they're the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Whites are gonna lose, man.
Has a non-white ever won the show?
Oh, sure.
In 13 seasons?
Well, no, has a non-white?
Yeah, a non-white.
Oh, I'm positive there was more than one.
I don't watch it. Carl watches it all the time.
There was more than one.
John watches it all the time.
There was more than one black chick.
Johnny, do you know?
That one. There was a real hot, muscular black chick that won, right?
I don't know if she was hot, but there was one black chick. Her name was the Sepia.
Thank you for the enthusiasm, John.
He was
rooting for her.
It sounds like it. I just remember Jervis.
Oh, it's so funny. Right. It's so funny when we discuss these things on Rockville Pike, or as I like to refer to it with our crew here, the House of Diversity.
This is something they just found out 2 minutes before we went on the air today.
Right.
How great is it? I thought it was a joke.
Pretty ballsy.
I really thought it was a joke. I really went on the CBS.com website to make sure that this is on the level.
Right.
Yes. Whites here, blacks here, Asians here, Latinos here.
Sounds like a slippery slope to me, Mr. Spicoli.
Hey, listen, White's going to have another advantage.
What?
His name is Jeff Probst.
Yes.
Like he's not going to cheat for Whitey to win.
Wink, wink.
Please. Gee, I'm sorry, Latino. When you went to bed last night, you had all of those fish, and now they're gone.
They were mysteriously stolen by the production crew. Jeff Probst. Always love that name.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing very well, thank you.
Thanks for asking.
And thank you.
Thanks. That was a nice gaping pause after that.
Bye. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, there was another blue boy.
Another blue boy?
Yeah, let's see if Brain back there can... He's from a Western, like, late 60s.
Are we playing dumb trivia now when we should be talking about Survivor?
I think so.
I hate Survivor.
I know, but we're talking about the racial Survivor.
He's going all the way back to Blue Boy. Yeah. Does that violate the ever-forward rule? Yeah, it was on the show.
In this case, it does. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, friend.
Bob ought to be pretty happy because, once again, the white man's holding the Indian down.
Yeah, where's the Indian on it? Where's your Native American on this show?
Which kind of Indian, though? Dots or teepees?
Dots or teepees.
Are you talking dots or teepees? You're talking teepees, right?
Yeah, they're cheating the Indians. Where are they at? Yeah,
You're right. I mean, he's got a point. Native Americans he's
talking,
him up.
He's talking teepee Indians. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Don and Mike.
They're not cheating them because you can go bet with them about who wins Survivor.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi. Hey, Don and Mike.
He's right. They win.
Hi.
Advantage Orientals. All they're given is white rice.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. Well, you know, I've seen those movies.
CBS has brought this on themselves.
They have indeed. Oh, look out.
America's talking.
I'll be watching the show for the first time in 5 years.
Is it going to be in the fall?
Yeah.
Tons of wagon.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I was wondering if they'll throw in any half-breeds to, like, mix it up.
I wonder if you had, like, some mulattoes and, like, Tiger Woods. You know, Tiger Woods is a mishmash of just about everything, right?
No,
and
they go with.
Well, that defeats your whole theme.
Yeah, how would you pick a winning race?
That defeats your whole theme unless you have a separate group that are all, you know, mixed race people. Aren't we all, in a way, kind of mixed of...
There you go with that liberal talk of yours again, Mike.
Here I am, that liberal poppycock.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
This tips the scale on the white people. Who's the biggest redneck? Who does all the camping? Who does all the survivor stuff out in the hills of Arkansas? I think you got to go with the white people.
I don't know, sir. It sounds like you have a dog in that fight.
They are the prohibitive favorites. They're the Yankees, but I'm telling you that there are many other teams out there that can overtake the whites.
Who crosses the Rio Grande and survives?
Think about that.
Hello there.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I want to know.
Not a mic.
Do you really think you can get black people to get on a boat and go to an aisle?
Well, they've got them, and they've already taped the show.
Or they're taping it now, rather.
They're taping it now.
Taping it right now. And black people go on boats all the time.
Yeah,
islands.
A hit and run.
You get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Speak to us.
Oh, a lot of these calls now are just, what's happening? The people are dropping. Oh, I see what's happening. Joe is hearing what they're saying.
And getting rid of them?
Yeah.
Probably.
Hello.
Calls
by
race,
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Can you remind Rob A. that it's the Don and Mike show and he needs to sit down and shut up, please?
He is sitting down and his microphone's not even on.
He's just constantly piping up.
Hey, look, well, you have to understand, we're in his wheelhouse.
Dude,
today.
This was for him. I'll yell at him when he needs to be yelled at. But he doesn't need to be yelled at now. Yeah, you need to be yelled at.
Come, right. The eighth wonder of the world!
That's for you, not for him.
And this is the subject that makes him turgid.
Come on, we're talking about, finally, Rob's dream Survivor show. Whites against everybody else.
Everybody's paired off just the way Rob likes it.
Pitting the races against each other.
Exactly.
And besides that, sir, blah, 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 blah.
Get out of here. You D-bag. Don and Mike show.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Who would you put your money on if they did a Survivor with the Aryan Brotherhood, the Black Panthers, the Mexican Mafia, or a group of ninjas?
You know, all of them tough in their own right.
Very I got an answer, though. I'd go Aryan. They got the history.
I think I'd have to go Asian too. They carry a lot of crap in their little ninja.
I said Aryan. Buzz going ninja.
The Death Star. Yeah, you can't beat it.
Yeah, got to be ninja because they can climb trees.
Mike,
I'd go with the Black Panthers.
No, the ninjas would be jumping on you and killing you.
I'd go with the Black Panthers because they'd have weaponry. They'd figure out a way to get weaponry in there.
So would the Aryans.
Yeah, the Aryan Brotherhood would do that too.
Right. You're talking about, you know, all of Rob's people.
Ninja's got nunchucks.
Yeah, I like being a family.
Hey, now wait a minute. What if they're not allowed to bring any of their tools onto the island?
Then absolutely ninjas.
Ninjas?
Yeah, because they're trained to kill with their bodies.
Yeah, I haven't studied ninjas enough.
I did. I couldn't do it very well.
Up close.
I don't know either, yeah.
Ninjas.
You couldn't bring, like, firearms or those spiky things you throw.
You couldn't bring anything. It would be a free-for-all.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Okay. My son calls them ninjas.
Imagine those ratings.
Hello.
Of course he would.
And Brian, that one, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much. Hey, how about Jews against the blacks? Because they hate them.
Now listen, Jews are in with the whites and with the blacks.
Yeah, what about a race between the religions, though? That might be an interesting show.
Blacks can stand the Jews.
Now, would you have your Protestants represented as one group, all the denominations?
I don't know how you break that.
No, I think you have to.
You've got
to
have Jews versus Catholics, and then you would have to have your splinter groups. You'd have your Episcopalians, you'd have your Baptists.
You know what?
Scientologists.
I think what you'd have to do is you'd have to have your Protestants battle to get to the big religious war.
Yeah, you know what it is? Wild card weekend.
Okay, we bring the Protestants. You get the Methodists against the Episcopalians, like, who would get the Baptists.
Listen, let's say the Catholics and the Jews. Who gets a bye in the first round? Catholics, Jews, and who else?
You've got to give a bye to the Catholics and the Jews.
Then they're your two top seeds.
So they're the two. Then you have the semifinal, which is the Protestant and all their denominations.
It's like the brackets.
Right? And so you bring and say the Baptists win. They represent all the Protestants, and then, as much as I hate to say it, you got to bring in those horrible people that have been, doing things to the radicals, the Islamic radicals.
Yeah, well, all the Eastern religions should compete.
Hindu.
They would all be in their own wild card round.
Yeah, and that would they.
I think you could probably have now with Islam. That's an Eastern religion, is it not?
Right.
I mean, but see, I think of an Eastern religion as Buddhism, Hinduism.
Those
that
are all
type
Eastern
thing.
Religions. Absolutely.
Boy, it's tough.
Well,
it's
again, really though, they tough. Can all fight it out on their own.
Would you include atheists? Would you include atheists?
Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be fun.
Get a big pendulum at the team.
And hold on, as a matter of fact, you know, maybe just to kind of goose things
up. Mix it up.
You make the atheist one of the three superpowers.
You mean to give the atheists a bye?
Yeah, which is, you know.
Well, they stand alone.
It's like setting up a playoff scenario where you say, here are the teams that are guaranteed to make it. Indianapolis Colts, New England Patriots.
More teams because you are going to you're going to get major controversy include the religions.
There are so many religions. You could your kook religions, your Kabbalah.
What about Scientologists?
That would be in with Kabbalah.
Yeah.
That would be in your kooky religion group.
Your kooky religion group. They'd have to accept that. Your kooky sex. And I don't mean S-E-X, I mean S-E-C-T-S.
Right.
Your kooky sex.
Yes, right.
You know, maybe you bring some of the Jim Jones people on board.
Sure.
You have the Scientologists.
Pastor Harry.
Pastor Harry would be there.
All right, so let's see. Who would win that one?
I don't know.
Who would win that one?
Boy, that's tough. That is very, very different. I think you'd probably get one of your Eastern religions because they work in the martial arts.
Again, just going on, just gut feeling. I got to say, Jews win.
I agree.
Jews win. Persecuted their whole lives. Are you kidding me? You got motivation.
Yes.
You got motivation.
Mm-hmm.
You get Vince Lombardi there?
Lombardi Bird.
Lombardi Stein.
Focus. Focus on bargains.
And the task at hand.
Focus on less than retail. Going out and making this the best possible game you can.
And, you know, the
Packers fans.
When you get the Catholics, you'd have to, you know, it depends because you get so many of those little delineations too. You
got
the Irish Catholics, got the Italian Catholics, Polish Catholics.
You'd have your pure Catholics.
Yeah.
You would have your guys like you and I.
Right.
Guys that were unceremoniously.
Would fallen Catholics be able to be on the team?
They would have their own. They would have to play in one of the splinter wild card groups.
Right.
Like, if you're a Catholic and you get divorced, they kick you out of the church.
Right. Right.
Because they're very progressive like that.
Right. Sure.
So, so what you would do, and like if you don't use a rubber, you right. get kicked out of
They'd
the church.
Be happy because they eat a lot of fish. Yeah, well, I guess the Friday thing wouldn't matter, you know.
No,
I
mean, no,
there's
no.
nobody. The Catholics I know don't do that anymore. Fasting on Friday, fish sticks on Friday. Thanks, Mom.
That's dumb that is. Like that's gonna help you get to heaven.
That's right.
Like you're gonna get up there and God's gonna say, you know what? Outstanding. You had fish every Friday.
Wouldn't it be something? We get to the afterlife and you know he goes through all this stuff uh-huh. where it's a free pass, and suddenly it's like so everything is looking really. Hold on. Page 182. When did you stop eating fish on Friday? and that's the dream where you go, no.
Other line, sir.
No. No, on the other hand, it's going to be so they're going, let's see. John Hinckley. Mental health. Tried to shoot President Reagan.
He ate fish sticks every Friday.
Let him in.
Got through. He ate there's your in. Seat. There's your seat right up front. Way to stick with it. Good job,
Let
Mr. Hinckley.
Turn on Survivor.
Enjoy your stay. You've Hello. Got the star suite.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, I would like to know what's going to happen after all the black women are pregnant after the first episode.
Oh, now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, see, you made it ugly. You made it ugly.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And so will CBS.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Advantage Latinos if we have to grow our own food.
Oh, that's
good
right.
Food,
I forgot that one. That's a good one, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what are the whites going to do when cocktail hour rolls around? They're all going to start shaking.
They're all going to, no, they're going to have to be like Gilligan's Island.
Oh, and according to Reggie White, Advantage Latinos also fitting more people under one tent.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The whites are going to have to imagine that it's Gilligan's Island, that like they're going to have the coconuts ready, and then they're going to have to survive the holiday.
Whites
be
at a disadvantage because of what you mentioned before, because of getting the being the Yankees, being at the top of the
they're
heat.
Soft. Yeah.
They're soft. They, right. they might be really frustrated with having the creature comfort.
The problem is going to be you're going to have this show, and you're going to have a white guy sitting outside, and he's and you're going to see a black guy walk by, and he's going to say, excuse me, garçon, a tab with no ice, please.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the black guy's going to look at him and go,
who he?
Yeah. Hey, I'm playing the game here, dude.
Could pose major trouble.
Yeah.
Well, I think I might be watching that.
Could be interesting.
CBS.
Might have
CBS.
Excuse me. Call it the human race.
Asian gentlemen. Can I get something with cashews in it to my hut in 30 minutes? No,
hello there. Don and Mike show, hello.
What's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, let me tell you something. This is the real deal right here about that show. You know this ain't nothing but like old John Wayne stuff. Them, the brothers and the Latinos ain't nothing but white folks in makeup, dog. They in blackface. They're not going to let them win for real, man.
Say
that again.
Are you insinuating that CBS is really not going to have any diversity on this show at all? It's going to be all white people made up to look like different races?
Exactly, because you know what would happen if they really did. All the white women would go over to the black men's camp.
Don't cuss.
Hey, real quick. Hey, Don, Mike, and Rob, can you do that Sacramento dance for me, dog? Please.
No.
You are a lot of trouble.
Just imagine it in your head.
Here.
And the only reason we said no is because you asked for it.
That's right. Didn't earn it.
Oh, here. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing very well, thanks.
Love you.
Love you more.
Thank you. Hey, they did interview Jeff Rose this morning about this. And he was saying the reason they went down this avenue was because people would complain all the time that there was no diversity on the show, so that they didn't mean to do this team thing at first, but that the reason they did was so they got everyone together and they started kind of figuring it all out, but that's why they divided it up into teams.
No, honey, that's such crap. Really what you could do is you could get five white people, five black people, five Asians, five Latinos, and you beam up in the groups of four, and you can make it racially diverse, you know, and
well,
you know.
Which it is, kind of. I mean, the show has a lot of white people on it, but it also has, I mean, I've watched Survivor. They have people from, you know, from different races.
I have not seen many Latinos. Of course, I do not watch this show very much.
Never seen anyone in a wheelchair.
It has been pretty non-diverse because we divide, we do a pool that. Every time and we divide up into teams.
Hold
so
on.
It,
I just pictured,
hold on.
Rob just sent somebody in a wheelchair and I just pictured at the beginning of that show when they bring him in on the boat. And they have them all go up.
Bye, bye.
And they put the wheelchair in, and it's like, it's not floating.
Okay. Hello, special survivors. I'm Jeff Probst. And here's your challenge. Are you ready?
Hi, Jeff.
Your challenge tonight is don't go to the bathroom in your pants.
I'm out. Too late.
Oh, my God.
Something? You set this up. You just open yourself up to a world of Survivor episodes.
Great. Oh, man.
Special
God.
Survivor.
Yeah, what a great idea.
Special Survivor.
I know that I'd say this. Thank you, CBS.
Yeah, they've done it again.
CBS.
And they've done it by accident, which is the way they do everything.
You know, they didn't have the balls. They still don't have the balls to put on what I still think could be the greatest reality show ever, the real-life Beverly Hillbillies. They caved to a bunch of...
Yeah. Which really would have been fracturingly funny.
They caved to a bunch of white trash people that complain, saying you're going to make whites look bad.
Oh, give me a break.
If you put a bunch of people like from Arkansas or from...
You know, I'd completely forgotten
about
that.
The hills of Tennessee that would have been a mansion in Beverly Hills.
That would have been incredible. That would have been an hysterical show.
That one they backed down to pressure on. This one they...
And it never resurfaced. I thought it might resurface on another network.
No. It's totally...
You would have thought the Fox Network would snatch that up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, the people over at Fox today have got to, those lines have got to be ringing going, get me Fred. I don't care. Yeah, this is John. Listen, did you hear CBS is doing whites versus blacks versus Latinos? I've got an idea. You know how we did that elephant poll thing? What if it was whites versus blacks versus Latinos? Pulling elephants with their teeth, with string. Think about it.
Probably happening. Some executives up there in the Fox office going, where's my race war?
Now, remember, Donald Trump threatened to do this with The Apprentice like 2 years ago, and he caved.
Oh. Yeah, no, I remember that.
He was going to bring like Beverly Hillbillies on The Apprentice.
No, he was going to do a racial Apprentice.
He was
going to
do white versus black.
Oh, really?
And he threw that out on some chat show.
Right.
And like a week later, he had to make a big statement saying he was just talking out of his ass.
Yeah, his statement was something really hard-hitting like, some people did not see eye to eye on this.
Yeah. How do you like my solid pink tie? My solid pink tie and my big fat lips. I'm 60, you know. Whoa!
It looks like you just tasted something sour.
Larry, it's great to be with you. So nice to be here. This is my daughter, Ivanka. She's a brilliant woman, too. And I've got a solid tie.
What color?
Pink.
Thank you.
Who do you like in the new Survivor?
Whites. Of course. Don't let anyone fool you.
All right.
Whites only.
Got a break. Well, let's hear it from CBS. Good start.
So does Donald Jr.
We'll be right
number back. 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm number three right now.
What the f*** are you talking about, man? The carrier. What's in the f***ing carrier?
Huh? Oh, Cynthia's dog. I think it's a Pomeranian. Oh, I can't leave him home alone or eat the furniture. I'm watching it while Cynthia and Marty Ackerman are in Hawaii.
You brought a f***ing Pomeranian bowling?
You brought it bowling? I didn't rent it shoes. I'm not buying it a f***ing beer. He's not taking your f***ing turn, dude.
Man, if my f***ing ex-wife asked me to take care of her f***ing dog while she and her boyfriend went to Honolulu, I'd tell her to go f*** herself. Why can't you board it?
First of all, dude, you don't have an ex. Secondly, this is a f***ing show dog with f***ing papers. You can't board it. It gets upset. Its hair falls out.
Walter.
F***ing dog has f***ing papers.
Over the line!
Mike.
Yes.
Yeah. How can you not like The Big Lebowski?
Well, I told you, I've got to go back and see it for the second time.
Watch it again.
I will watch it again. I've got it. I bought it. I own it.
Oh, and now...
One never knows what a homosexual is about.
Right.
Especially if you're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
He's a fag.
Just in general, we're all fags around here.
I selected that tape from The Big Lebowski because you're talking about bringing a dog into a bowling alley and blah, blah, blah. And I was so proud yesterday, or whenever it was, saying how my dogs are really good getting into the crate now.
Yeah.
Good. And everything. Well, they are.
Good.
They are. The little one, Matt, as a matter of fact, I have discovered that it's the big one that doesn't do anything.
The German Shepherd.
He doesn't pee. He doesn't go number two. Oh.
So he doesn't have the accidents that the little one has?
No. His only problem is, like I've told you many times, if it thunders outside, he gets killer diarrhea.
Freaks him out.
And sometimes he pukes. Okay? I don't think that
because he eats different things.
Those are things that I don't think he can help.
And he's got a sensitive stomach. No, I don't think he's making himself puke, Rob. No.
So the little one, I've decided, is the one that's doing all the damage.
Wow.
So last night I got home from work, and now I'm doing stuff like when I'm gone during the day, for the 6 or 7 hours that I'm gone, I'm taking the food and water up, putting it up on the counter, leaving them outside. You know, John tells me we've got a lot of emails on our website about me and my dogs.
I bet.
You should understand that, where I live, I open the door, and they go outside.
Right.
And because I live in the middle of nowhere, they're outside like 2 or 3 hours.
In the woods.
Yeah, it's not like I got to go outside and stand there and go, okay, Daddy says it's time to go potty now.
Sure, right.
So they're outside all the time.
So they can handle it.
So what happened was, last night, let me just set up yesterday, got up at 6, gave them the food, gave them water, let them outside. They were outside for a couple of hours, came back in, we played a little bit. They hung around a little bit inside. They had some more food and water. At that point, I took it up and put it up on the counter, left them back outside for 2 hours before I had to go to work.
Right.
Had to leave about 1 o'clock yesterday. No problem. And bonus, yesterday, the gypsies are going to be there.
Your house is going to be cleaned.
Which means that they are going to let the dogs outside as well.
Ah, okay.
So
it's a free-for-all. They live free all day long.
Yes, excuse me, but I've got the barriers up now.
Okay, right.
I've got the baby things up.
Probably best.
So, last night, imagine how pissed I was. I got home, and the food and the water were up on the countertop. All of the barriers were up. The cleaning ladies left me a note that they had left the dogs outside. You know, in the broken English, Mr. Mike, dog left outside.
Looking forward to being on Survivor.
Please don't put up gates. We cannot get into room.
Looking forward to big game against whites, blacks, and Asians.
So I walk in the door. I walk in the door. And you know, don't tell me that dogs, even with their pea-sized brain, they don't know. Here's the thing about dogs. This is why I love them. They can't lie.
Right?
I mean, it's the one thing about it.
They're bad liars.
They can't lie.
But they can be deceptive.
I open the door, and I say, where's Daddy's boys? And Clint comes running around the corner like, you know, oh, here I am, boy. Where the hell you been?
So man? They're in the house when you come home? They've left them in the house.
Yeah, well,
right?
Yes, because when they leave for the day, they lock the doors and leave the dogs inside.
Secure the animals.
So Clint is like, hey, how are you? How are you? Can I go outside? Can I go outside? Yeah, good boy, good boy. Where's your brother? Come here, Max. And from around the corner, just comes this little, he's got his head down, and I go around the corner, I go, where's my boy? And I see all over the marble floor in the beautiful dining room that Frida never let me use.
Right.
He just didn't have an accident. He made a statement.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was
a painting.
Yeah, and keep in mind that the cleaning ladies had left maybe 5:30.
Just been there.
And I was home at 7:30.
So do you think this is, he's got a problem with his bowels, or is this something where he could have held it if he wanted?
He's pissed. Attitude. He's pissed because I've taken the bowls up and because he's had to be in the crate. So I got mad at him. I didn't scream at him last night.
Yeah, they say you can't when you're not right there when he's doing it.
Right.
They're not going to process that.
I did do that thing where I'm...
If they're not going to process that, though, what I'm going to say... I hate to interrupt you, but if they're not going to process that... Then he wouldn't have come around the corner. They do process.
Yes,
and they know they've screwed up.
And rub their nose in it.
Yeah.
And hold on, that's what I did.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I'm down on my hands and knees with the Lysol, cleaning up this pee. And he's looking at me, just standing there looking at
pee
me.
Pee and poop, right?
No, just pee.
Oh, just pee. Okay.
Just pee.
All right.
He's looking at me, and he knows he did it.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking to him in a voice no louder than this. I'm just looking at him going, you know that you did this. You did this to piss me off, didn't you? And he's just sitting there looking at me, and I had this big wad of paper towels, all full of dog pee.
Mm-hmm.
And I went right over by him, I said, get ready, you're getting a real snoutful. And I was just like this, all over his nose. I said, you like that?
That's what Daddy has to clean up all the time. All the time. You like that? You know that? You like that? You like that smell of pee? Yes. I gotta wash my hands for an hour.
So, anyway, he just stood there and took it.
Sure.
And I opened the door.
You hold him like a loaf of bread, so it's easier for him to take it. I mean, it's not like you got to struggle with a grizzly bear.
I open the door and I say, get out there now. Get outside. Pee outside. It's where you go outside to pee. I bring him back in at 8 o'clock, and I put out the food and water for exactly 1 hour.
Uh-huh.
I check the little dog's water level. He has had virtually nothing to drink since I have been home.
Wow, you were getting forced to know.
He's had virtually nothing to drink since, I guess, like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
So I thought, well, this is going to be a breeze. About 9 o'clock, I put their bowls up. 9:30, I put them outside. I say, Daddy says, go do your business. Good boys. 10 o'clock rolls around. Okay, here we go. Come on, boys. Time to go nighty-night. Clink, you go to your bed right there to get Max. I bring him over to the crate. He goes inside the crate.
And they're not going crazy about the crate anymore.
Nope. Nope. Clink does not have to go in the crate anymore since I've discovered that the problem is the little guy. The little guy. So the little guy's been in the crate the last couple of nights. And keep in mind, he took a nice big pee yesterday when I was gone.
Right.
That's to piss me off, if you pardon the pun.
Uh-huh.
So I put him in the crate, and I said, you know, give me a little cookie. I said, good boy. Daddy, see you in the morning, you know. And I, you know, say, only 8 hours. You know, Daddy will be up. A little milk bone thing.
Right.
Cookie. Daddy be up at 8 o'clock. Oh, my dogs love cookies.
Oh, and you do talk to him like that, don't you?
I do.
Daddy give you a cookie.
I do. Anybody who's been to my house knows that. Max, as a matter of fact, is so spoiled. So goddamn spoiled. Everybody calls him Pokey because when you're talking to him, or you're talking to anybody, you'll feel something on your leg.
Your shin or your calf.
And he is pushing his nose against your leg, saying, in essence, give me a cookie.
Right.
He likes cookies.
Right. I love dogs.
So I'm taking the cookies away. But it's a way to get him into the crate. So it's like, you know, who wants to go night-night? Hey, Daddy got a cookie. And cookie's the magic word.
Right.
So he gets into the crate, and I've got the blankets in there and everything. And I go, okay, Daddy, see you in the morning. Good boy. And I leave Clink down. I go, good boy, Clinky. See you in the morning. I come down this morning.
Yeah.
Clink's laying there. Could not be happier.
Right.
He says, boo, 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 boo. I said, good boy. Just to see how your brother's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Go over to the crate. And whoever it is that said that they will not pee if they're in a crate has never met my dog, Max. Soaking wet. This Mickey Mouse Club blanket that belongs to my granddaughter is going to have to, I'm afraid, go on eBay, Rob.
We're going to have to launder that.
We are going to have
to. The way I understand it is they go in the crate if they absolutely have to.
But Mikey had almost nothing to drink.
Yeah, but see, and I agree, and I don't know whether that's true. I think that they... I don't think the dogs are living beings. They can't be really pigeonholed like that. I think there are general theories, but I think really that maybe he was doing it to make a statement again.
Well,
I guess you just got to stick with the crate.
I told him the next statement is the basement.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't understand this. I said, but you know, you don't know how this is. Mommy's not here now. It's just
he
Daddy.
Is a tiny, tiny dog. How big is the crate?
The crate is as big as a moving box. I mean, it
might be too big for him.
No.
Yeah. Shares it with Clank. If it was big enough, because they're saying that you've got to have.
It's got all his smell in it though.
Yeah, I mean, especially now.
Sometimes he goes in there and lays down during the day if he just wants to chill out. The door's open on the thing. He goes
so he does
down.
Know it as his den.
Yeah.
But the reason he might be peeing in the crate is because he's small enough to be able to pee in the crate and go to one other area.
Separate corner.
No, he peed all over.
Oh. He was wet also, or?
With the blanket was totally
blanket
wet,
was
and yes,
wet.
He was wet as well.
Yeah.
Now, it's only recent.
What?
It's only recent that Clink has not been crated with him, right?
Yeah, Clink was only crated with him for a day.
Do you think he misses the fact, or is he jealous of the fact?
That's part of it, too.
Yeah.
You know?
That's very complicated.
I'm looking at these dogs going, yeah, you know what, your dog.
Uh-huh.
Your dog. It's very simple. Eat your dog food. Take your dog S outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I tried to tell them.
How many accidents have happened in the crate?
In the crate?
Yeah.
This is the second one.
Mm-hmm. And both times it's been the little dog. And did one happen when Clink was in there, too?
Nope.
No, just when he's in there alone.
Just when he's in there by himself.
I think a dog trainer would tell you that the next step would be
counseling.
Before you do counseling would be to buy a smaller crate.
Mm-hmm.
and put him in a crate where he can't. Because even if he walks it around and he spreads it around and he does that after the fact, he won't. That's what I've heard. They won't pee where they have to sleep.
Lay down.
Well, he kind of. Either way, he blew that last night.
Yeah.
But because he had such a small amount of urine, and he got it everywhere. Mm. I mean, it was all over this blanket, and he had obviously rolled around. And he had a look of joy on his face.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not asking you. But when I opened up the crate, I was like, how's Daddy's boy? His little tail's going back and forth. I said, where's my boy?
Are you
going
to stick with the crate?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. You know, I keep reminding him.
I mean, I'm in the middle of the same thing. I got a puppy, and I'm trying to do the same thing. And my puppy, Poppy, he went all night last night, and there wasn't a mess, and it was cool. But he was in the crate earlier last night than he was, and he was in the crate because in front of Carla, right after we ate dinner, right in the middle of the kitchen floor with both of us standing there, he just let it go. So I'm doing the same thing, and I don't know how long it takes
Max is almost 10 years old, though.
That's maybe he's set in his ways.
He's set in his ways, and he's pissed off about stuff, which is why I'm saying to him, you know.
Very pushy.
I keep telling him. Stuff you won't understand.
Right.
Like, someday we'll watch.
This is unacceptable.
No, I say someday we'll watch Anchorman. And you know that scene where Jack Black kicks the dog over the side? I say that to him. I say, you know what?
That's how I roll.
Or someday Daddy's going to take you out for a drive and just leave you somewhere. I would never really do that.
Well, he's going to last a long time because life expectancy for the little guys isn't that longer than the big dogs?
Yeah.
He could be 60.
Sure is, Mike. There is. Okay, so anyway, that's the update on it. Joe, I don't need all these calls. Everybody's calling about dogs and crates. I'll live through it. All of the experts out there.
You'll find your way.
Thank you for your help, but I will find my way. Either they'll stop peeing, or
they won't.
Or I'll put them down. There you go. That's how you solve things with a single successful dog.
Now, if you could just communicate that to the little dog.
Firm but fair.
That if he doesn't stop peeing, he's going to lose his life.
My dog, Barbaro.
Going to be euthanized.
Do you understand me, little dog? Hold the dog right up to your face. Do you understand what euthanasia means? Look at me in the eye.
You could go 99 for a long time. For a long time. So I got done with that this morning. And today is my son, who is now a junior in college, his first day of class.
Ah.
So last night, checked in with him, because I know today is the big first day. And I said, how you doing? He said, I got it under control. He's got his regular schedule. Yeah, I don't think he was drinking, Rob.
Not even a couple?
I don't think so. I said, what time is that first class? He said, 9 a.m.
Ah, tough day.
Ouch. He said, ow, that's early.
That's early for a college kid.
He said, I can handle it. I said, all right, you're the man. I said, you sure you want to do your schedule like this? With like it's everything is in one day or 2 days, and then you got this meeting. He said, Dad, I'm handling it myself. And I said, okay, talk to you later. Didn't give it a second thought.
Right.
This morning about 10:30, the phone rings, and I notice it's him.
Huh.
So I think, oh, I'm getting I never get a report on first day of school. I go, hello? And he goes, oh, hey, Pops, what's happening? And I said, did you just get up? He said, yeah, 20 minutes ago. I said, Bart, this is the wrong day for this. I said, Barty, I'm about to get a ratings trend here, like in 5 minutes. The dogs have peed all over the place. I get the general manager on the phone with me, and I cannot, I said, I cannot deal with it. I cannot believe on the, and he said, Dad, my class isn't till 11. And I said, why do you F with me like this? Yeah, and he said, because it's fun. And I said, I don't think it's fun. I said, can I tell you something else, son? I said, I love you more than anything in the world, but you've got to listen to me. At some point, you've got to listen to me. You've got to listen to reason. Your schedule sucks. The way you had your schedule worked out, you will not make it. And he said, Dad. He's like taking a tone with me.
Yeah.
And I said, don't you take a tone with me, Buster.
Take a tone with me.
And he said, Dad, slow down. I said, what? He said, Dad, all of my classes are between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. All of my classes are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The only day off I have is Friday. I said, so wait a minute, hold on. When you told me that you were like packaging your classes like with 9 a.m. stuff on Monday, then taking Tuesday off and cramming stuff on Wednesday. And
right,
then,
that's the way I thought it was.
Yeah, well, no, you're just dicking around with me.
So he's got a really like almost business-like schedule.
Yes, he's got
a little late arrival, and he's done at 3.
Yeah, right. I mean, 4 days a week, he'll go from roughly 9, from 11 a.m. Until 3 p.m.
And now Friday off.
And Friday's off.
Not a bad deal.
Friday's off.
Pretty actually, pretty well done.
So I said, would it have killed you to just tell me this, you know, when I asked you last week when I was going crazy about tuition and you signed
right.
up? And he said, well, Dad, you got so worked up about it. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Max thinks
yeah.
so, too.
Yeah.
They're in cahoots.
Yes. It's a whole lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like a pretty together little schedule that he's got there.
So then, okay.
It's going to be a lovely little Saturday.
But then I did get my magic moment back.
Right.
Because I said to him, because what loving parent doesn't want to give it back?
Yeah.
He said, so what are you doing tonight, Dad? And I said, well, I got my Madden 07, and I'm going to be playing it. And he said, oh, I wish I had that game.
Mm.
God, I wish I could afford that. I don't have the money. I said, I know you don't. I said, but you know, I'm friends with the people at EA Sports. And he's, there's just a moment of silence. He said, and I'm not getting you one.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
payback is hell, isn't it?
It was a great moment.
Payback is hell.
Great father-son moment.
I thought he was going to get that game, but I guess the financial consideration.
Well, it costs like $60.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know,
always Christmas.
He's got to get that job in the liquor store, Mike.
How's that going?
He's going for an interview on Friday.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, and the Madden thing. You know, yesterday when everybody called us saying, or a few nerds called and said, something about EA Sports, if you play online, that they get your credit card information.
Privacy thing, yeah.
Privacy thing. Last night, I was playing some Madden online on Xbox, because I'm a nerd, and I got into a discussion with a guy on the headset, okay? Because the guy wrote something like, because what you do, you go into a room, and you, if you want a game, you type like, who wants to play a game? No a-holes allowed. Who will finish the whole game?
Right.
And then the guy writes back, you know.
I killed JonBenet.
Yeah.
You get a little of that, but
kind of curious. You know,
I've been listening to some of those phone calls. That he...
So then the guy writes, you know, will you wear headset? And I write back, if you're not a jerk, okay?
Will you wear headset and underwear?
So now, we're playing the game. And I can hear the guy on my headset. I'm like, how you doing, dude? And he's like...
This is a new thing for you that you're going
yeah.
to the headset. I thought you would never go back to
you
the headset.
You should avoid that.
I wanted to see...
Yeah.
You know, Mike, it was the first night that
right.
everybody in the world had...
Yeah, and it's the camaraderie.
And I wanted to see, you know, what type of person... Because it was jam-packed last
can
night.
Can you hear the guy first. Breathe when he's on
oh,
the
yeah,
headset?
It was like, you know, hey, hello, this is Steeler 69. Hello, Hacker 28, can you hear me? I'm like, yeah, I can hear me.
Can you afford me a break while I go to the kitchen?
So here's the thing. I start playing the game with the guy, and at one point he pauses it.
Right.
And you're allowed 3 pauses per game, like if you got to take a leak or something.
I picture the guy pausing the game, and you hear him pause. Have to pause it, then you hear, okay, let's get back to it. There we go.
No, so he pauses it, and I hear in my headphones, he goes, can I ask you something? Now we're in the first quarter of a football game, a video right. game, and I said, sure. He said, this game's really a ripoff. I was talking to a bunch of my friends. Do you like it? And I said, are you freaking kidding me? I love it. Let's go back and play it. And then, to make a very the longest 5 minutes of my life, I finally had to hang up on this guy EA Sports on Xbox. The guy was saying to me how it's a ripoff that EA Sports, if they wanted to, they could just download the new information every year to your Xbox.
Probably true.
And you could play with the same graphics every year, and they could change the players from team to team.
Right.
And how it was a gigantic ripoff. And I said, hey, dude, it's like $50. You know, it's $50 or $60. You buy your new game. And he said, but he was really serious about it. You know,
right.
The guy said, well, that's a tank load of gas now. And then I said to him, well, if you want to argue about it, you get a lot more enjoyment, at least I do, out of my $50 from playing Madden, because I'll play it for goddamn hours rather than get in my car and drive a couple hundred miles. Mm-hmm. Then the guy said to me, listen, I looked at your profile. I just don't think that I can continue. Then I said, okay. All right, and I'm the one with the profanity, then.
He looked at your profile?
Well, Mike, what you do...
And said he didn't think he could continue to play you?
Well, what you do is you have a profile where it has your name, your record, and what kind of offense and defense you run. And like,
so your profile told the guy what you were... You weren't competitive, or you were too competitive?
No, what the profile says, for instance, is... your DNF, you do not finish the game percentage. I have a very high rank in it. Even if I'm getting my ass kicked, I stay in, I play the whole game.
Because
you lose credit. So, like, what he was saying was that he had selected me to play because my profile is immaculate, yet because I did not want to get into this discussion with him about how EA Sports is whoring us by making us buy the game every year.
And you kept saying, hey, come on, let's just go back and play the game.
Let's go back and play. And he said, no, this is a serious issue. And finally I said, F you, F ball.
Yeah, really.
And it was just on the other end, there was just a moment of silence. And I
got in a fight with
And I got to think, the guy thought that I was like one of the people that I've talked about on Xbox because I said, are you there? And I hear like, yes. I said, okay, here's your choices. Keep talking about this or hit the goddamn green button. Play the effing game, faggot. And when I said play the effing game, faggot, that is when it said, beep, Steelers 25 has left the game.
Yeah. Wow. So you get points for that.
Yeah. Well, I had to play against the computer.
Right. But you hung in there and played against the computer for the rest of the game.
The point on this is I get done playing, and then I go to a website,
right.
Madden Nation, and I'm looking at the threads on the message boards, and what this guy is saying to me is something that people have written under the topic of EA and how they could just charge you to download stuff.
Right.
It's like 8,000 messages.
Could you download, like, new graphics and everything?
Well, here's the thing.
You couldn't get the new graphics.
Well, no, yes, you can, because last night on my Xbox, I did download some new Packer graphics. And you can download, like, songs for your team and everything.
So you could basically download the entire game.
Yeah, you could if you...
It would be the updated version.
Right. It would be, but like, for instance, this year, and I tried to argue, I know it's idiotic, but this year they run out of a big, gigantic blow-up helmet onto the field with fireworks. They don't just run out of the end zone.
That's nice.
And it looks...
You know,
so
I love it when we're having a serious discussion about that, and then you'll say something like this. And it looks really, really
it
cool.
It looks so effing cool.
But it's serious business. It was serious business to that guy.
Oh, it was. And I went on this website. I will not bore you with it, but there are guys that are just out of their minds about this.
A small revolution?
Madden Nation. I can practically smell the American cheese from here.
So anyway, that's the update on that. And then I realized, you know, this is a whole new world for me, having a girlfriend. One good thing about having a girlfriend as opposed to having a wife, as I did for 25 years,
right,
was I thought, well, you know, less pressure about stuff like, I don't have to remember anniversaries,
right,
you know, Christmas, holidays, they're all going to be very easygoing, at least at first.
Uh-huh.
She mentioned, she's thrown out a couple of hints. That her birthday is this weekend.
Huh. Is that significant to all women?
Yeah.
Well, no
course.
Matter what the status is, that's significant.
Oh, come on. I was with 25 years, there was a national holiday for
I remember.
I remember it well.
Thank you.
Now, here's the problem with Janet, you know. And that should be the name of my book. Here's the problem with Janet.
I have a book.
I don't, but because I've not dated.
Right.
In a quarter of a century. This is the first woman that I have dated in 25 years.
Okay.
First woman that I have been with outside of Frida in 25 goddamn years.
Yeah.
Well, Rob, she's not 75.
That's just a joke.
65.
75th birthday.
So, here's the thing. I don't know exactly what she expects. I don't know exactly what she wants. I don't want to get her something that is so impersonal.
I think people make too big a deal of their birthdays. I truly do. You've always thought that.
I've always
thought that. It's just another day. That's what I always say.
No, I'm thinking, how about a nice pen and pencil set?
Very nice.
Is there anything else that says, you're my girlfriend?
Is there anything that says impersonality more than that? You know, a pen and pencil set.
See, because here's the thing.
Why don't you get a nice velvet painting?
She's not the... She is not looking for anything like a ring or anything like that.
No.
But
I got it. We got him here at the station. A signed autographed picture.
A box?
I wouldn't really. It's just maybe you could cut it in half and it would just be you.
A signed picture of me.
A signed picture of you, but with a real loving personal signature.
Personal note, maybe a little friend.
You know, like, I love you. You mean a lot to me.
Nice
Best Don E. D-O-N-I.
That'd be nice.
Anyway, I'm just torn as to what to get her because, you know, I was in a store today, and I was looking at stuff, and I'm thinking, well, this is something that Frida would have liked, but, God, that's too expensive for Janet, and yeah. I was married to Frida for all that time, and I've only known Janet for like 8 months. But
nylons and a candy bar.
And I don't want to get her something that's bad, but now if I get her something like this, am I sending the wrong message?
What message do you wish to send? And that's a loaded question right there. What would you like to say with
this
gift?
You're a groovy chick.
You're happy with the arrangement.
You're a groovy chick.
You are happy with the arrangement.
You're a groovy chick.
You don't even want to say that.
No, I am very happy.
You don't want to even use my words so that you're happy with the arrangement.
I just think you're a groovy chick. It's got a little more pop. Like, if I'm going to go into, like, a little more nice. Pop to it, if I'm going to go into a store and actually.
You're a groovy chick.
Talk to somebody.
You could say about somebody's mom. You know, you're a groovy chick and stuff. You like the way things are going.
She is a groovy chick, though.
I'm not going to get an answer out of you.
Yes, I do like the way things are going. Of course I do. I wouldn't talk about her if things were going bad.
You know what they really like? Small dogs. Give her Max.
She's already got a dog.
Oh, okay. Man.
All right. She's already got a dog.
She's
already got a dog. My dog's already attacked her dog one time.
It's already probably good for her that you're considering the birthday, that you're thinking about.
Yeah.
That's already, if she's listening to this right now, she's probably already very happy.
Well, she knows I'm considering it. Mm-hmm. She knows I'm thinking about it. But here's what I don't know. And I don't care if she's listening or not. I don't know if she's as savvy as Frida is as far as gifts go. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, I remember, gosh, I don't know, when it first became fashionable. Oh, and Mike, I know you went through this phase, too, with your wives and girlfriends.
Yes.
That the easiest gift to get
all of them.
Sometimes would be like, you would just pick up the phone and, like, a day of beauty somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
I did that a lot, but that went over, too.
That is no fuss, no muss, mm-hmm. And
they love it.
Tea rice, do they love
that's
it?
Never, now, that's never, I've never gone wrong
I think
with that.
My point. Now, you know, bless her heart, Rita said to me, like, the third year that I did it, she said, you know, I love you, but I realize that you're just doing this because it's the easiest possible thing
she
for
wanted
you to get.
She pulled effort. No punches right. in the realm of gift giving.
No, right. Well, she pulled no punches, period.
Yeah,
in life.
Ever. Yeah.
I mean, never. So I think that the relationship with Janet is young enough now that I certainly could.
Slam dunk.
Yeah. Now, here's what I'm thinking.
Slam dunk. Yep.
Here's what I'm thinking. And if you're listening.
She like that kind of thing?
Yeah. Now, if you're listening, Janet, turn the radio off.
Turn it off. We're going to have serious discussions about gifts just for a little bit here.
Only Janet. Everyone else, keep listening.
Everyone else, yes.
Everybody else, listen harder.
Listen harder.
Because our ratings today were great, but we're still not number one.
A little way
not yet. Go. We're so close to being number
one. That's right. Only one more person to jump over.
Hello?
Hey, don't listen.
Don't listen?
I'm going to talk about your birthday, so don't listen.
Oh, okay.
All right, goodbye now, sweetie.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, there's joy in her voice right there.
Yeah, ought to be.
Yes, that's a good sign. We're talking about your birthday. My God, she's going to be happy as a clam.
All right. So here's what I think she would really like.
All right.
She's mentioned to me before that one time she went to Hershey, PA, and she did this ridiculous thing where you, like, bathe in chocolate.
Mm-hmm. The big spa, the chocolate spa.
Yeah, the chocolate spa.
Yeah.
I looked into that today.
Yeah.
It ain't expensive. I mean, I make a good living. I don't mind.
Right. You mean it isn't cheap?
Especially with what did I say?
You said it isn't expensive. It's reasonable.
No, it's not expensive.
Oh, it is reasonable.
No, it's not expensive. It's super effing expensive. $700.
Wow.
To lay in chocolate and have them wrap cocoa leaves on you.
Well, that's just a small part of it. They get the whole treatment, right? The whole day of beauty.
You got to keep
right. Chocolate. Don't they get like a? Don't they get a little massage? Don't they get a little facial and all
they
that?
Get lunch.
Facial. Get.
It does say a 5 to 6 hour time window must be allotted for this. So part of what I'm thinking is, well, this would be good. She would like.
Would
this.
You go up there to the park? Would you go up there to the
ride
roller coasters, or would you send her up there with a car?
No, I just put her on give her a bus ticket. No, the thought I'm having is that we would actually, God forbid, go to Hershey Park, which is not the sweetest place on earth. Here's my problem with Hershey Park. And if they're a sponsor...
I think everybody remembers my problem with Hershey Park. I have no problem. Remember that special pass you get if you stay at the park?
Yeah.
The sweet start? Right.
I remember.
The sweet start with one ride open.
Well,
sorry.
We're not going, and I guess we are going, because what I've done is I have called and I've attempted to make a reservation. I attempted to get the Milton Bradley suite or whoever the... Milton Herschel.
Milton Bradley.
As it turns out, is
Milton Friedman.
His incredible suite is booked, so we're glad we have a regular room somewhere. But I'm thinking I'm going to do this for her, but I was checking around and I said, like, you know, is it possible you have a smoking room? Because I like smoking cigars. My girlfriend occasionally has a cigarette. Mm-hmm. No smoking. They said, all right, that's cool. That's not a problem.
That's probably because of the big Hershey fire.
Right.
Well, I know there's never probably been a Hershey fire, but I always thought, it sounded like there might have been. You know, with their history. Yeah, remember the big, and the chocolate, the whole town smelled like a brownie.
But I said,
that was a big tragedy, man. It was terrible, man. The whole town, decades smelling like chocolate cake.
Because then the guy on the phone, I said, well, that, you know what, that's okay, because... well, what the hell? I said, there's always alcohol. I said, nothing goes better with chocolate than alcohol. This was when I was talking to the booking agent on the phone, and he said to me, we serve wine and a variety of beers.
Yeah.
And I said, do you serve mixed drinks? And he said, no, we do not. And I
said, I drank beer when I was up there, and I don't remember.
And I said to him, now, hey, listen, I don't sound like too much like an alcoholic, do I? I said, you're kidding me. I said, I come all the way to your resort? You better get that, Rob.
That's Hershey calling.
Jesus, that is so thoughtless.
I said to him, do you mean to tell me if I come all the way up to your resort, and I spend all this money to get my girlfriend to get her thing and everything, when she's having this done, you're like, you got a golf course, and you don't have booze?
Is this at the golf course or in the hotel? It's in the hotel. They serve booze.
They have a hotel and they have a lodge, and apparently in the restaurant where I'm going to be apparently having dinner.
Oh, the specific restaurant.
They serve only beer and wine.
I know the restaurant you're going to, right?
Yeah, well, it's the famous one.
Yeah,
it's like the fancy thing. You got to wear a tie to get in.
Yeah.
You know, so right away...
I can't believe that. That's just ridiculous.
I'm scratching my head.
Where's
going,
the hot liquor?
Mm-hmm. Scratching my head going, okay, you know, geez, Janet's a really sweet woman.
Sure.
I'm lucky to have found her. But I'm thinking, you know, oh, Christ, that's a four-hour drive up.
Yep.
Then it's like getting her set in her mud bath for 5 hours.
Right.
Nothing to drink. What am I going to do, watch TV in Hershey, Pennsylvania?
You can find booze there.
Then
you'll be able to find a drink. They have bars there. They'll give you. Just not in the restaurant you're going to.
This was the...
or you can always bring your own suitcase.
This is what the guy said to me, though. The guy on the phone said it. He said, well, actually, he said, no, it's we serve beer and various beers. He said, but there is a liquor store within walking distance of downtown Hershey.
There you go. I don't know whether I have no memory of it. I swear to God, I can't believe it. I know there are a lot of those little rules. You know, it's that family-run park.
Right? You guys think that would be a good gift? I'd rather do that than give her
stuff.
I'd rather do that than give her something that would indicate either I don't care or make her think that I care. Too much at this point in the relationship. You know what I mean? It's 8 months into it.
I understand completely.
You know, I don't want it to be too much, but on the other hand...
You trust me, right?
Yeah.
I've had a lot of experience, right?
That's why I brought it to your attention.
Given a lot of gifts over the years.
God knows you have.
What you're doing, let me first say, is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. But you know that ain't going to be it.
What?
There has to be...
No.
The thing, because no matter who the woman is,
okay, Mike,
and as accepting and giving, you know what I'm talking about?
Thank you, then help me with this, because here's the thing. Yep. You know what jewelry says? Jewelry says, and listen, Janet is not like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's my generalization of women in general.
Okay, right. What does it say?
You know what? Like, you see this Lance Armstrong thing that I'm wearing?
Right. Her bracelet?
I could give her one of these. You know what that would mean to her?
What?
An engagement. So, I could give her a scarf, and she would say, oh, bridal veil. Janet has not said this to me. I could give her a ring and say, this is a nice ring, and you know right away she would...
Yeah, a ring is a bad idea.
Inappropriate. Okay. A watch.
You're always safe with a watch.
Yeah. No, but again, Mike...
It's jewelry, though.
It's jewelry, correct.
What about a watch made of chocolate?
A watch made of chocolate.
I think I can get away with just the weekend.
I mean, did you? She knows you're doing this, right?
No, she doesn't. Well, she knows we're doing something.
Oh, so well then what you do is you get the little envelope when you get up there,
right,
and you give her the little envelope, and hey, this is your day tomorrow. That's a gift. That counts. What I was saying to you, it's got to be the opening thing.
Gotta
you
got to
have a little bow on something. She's got to have something open. Here's your, hey, listen, and then you say, here's your birthday present. You're fine. You're covered. You're completely covered.
Well, she's
you don't have
know.
To worry.
I mean, when
that.
We get in the car and she sees her in Pennsylvania, she's going to know she's going up for her mud bath.
Maybe she thinks it's for Rob.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Does she, has she talked about it? Has she talked about the spa up there?
Here's why I thought of it. When we went to the NASCAR race in Poconos, when we were coming back and we got lost, going the wrong way on the highway, the part where we got lost was right by Hershey Park. And she said, oh, I love it there. I've been there a couple of times to get whatever the mud bath is. You know, and that's one of the things I just filed away.
Okay, right, well, that's even better. That's can you trick her?
Can you tell her you're going to the Poconos? Because that would be a nice getaway, and then you make a little wrong turn.
It's a little elaborate, though.
Yeah, but you know what? The Poconos. I mean, we went up to the Poconos to go to a NASCAR race.
Right. I bet you could get on the computer, download whatever that thing is they do, put it in an envelope, and say, "Here's your day."
You put it in a box.
You put it in a box, right?
Yeah, that tricks her even more.
Well, Rob, you use those boxes that have the mouse traps in them. Always give them something they can hold in their hand.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
That's the Buzz Burbank motto.
That's right.
Give them something they can hold in their hand.
That's right.
We know what that's about.
And
as clean as you are.
He's clean, ladies.
Right. 25 minutes in the shower.
As a whistle.
Totally clean. All right, well, that's good. I'll roll with that.
Hello?
Oh, listen to that unbridled energy. Listen to that.
Excitement.
You are free, if you like, to turn the radio back on.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. You did have it turned off, didn't you?
Yes, I was working.
Okay, good.
Yes, you were working.
All right.
Oh, and yes, we voted 4-1. No gift for you this year.
Oh, that's fine.
For your birthday.
Sorry.
We've talked about this.
I know we talked about it. I was talking with them about this. So let's not talk about this, okay? Because I'm trying something here.
Okay, well, you can try something, but I mean, I'm just happy just being with you. So that's...
Oh, they all say that.
Winner.
Trust me,
Rob, I know she's lying, but let her say it. That's okay.
Right, Rob, you know, you can say it. They all say that, especially in the beginning.
It was a nicely formed lie.
Isn't it great, though?
Bob can just go sit down.
Already sitting.
Did you ever hear of... Kong.
Yes, Kong.
All right. Well, that's nice. My girlfriend now is going to bust your balls.
That's
on.
Fine.
That's nice.
I'm not like the others.
You know, you can bust my balls all you want. I'm getting a birthday present.
he is.
If you have them.
He is. I'm getting him the same gift I'm getting you.
Okay.
I knew it. Glad to see that.
The entire package.
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
The whole weekend.
Yeah, look for that on the internet.
Something he can hold in his hand.
All right, sweetie. Well, I'll see you later.
All right. Okay. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, now that she's
come on, Rob. Don't hate her yet.
No, not yet.
Don't hate her yet.
It's inevitable. Impressive for him. He'd like the destination.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Ben.
Really? Oh, really?
Don't care for
it.
Really?
I like it.
Who builds an amusement park on hills?
Wow, okay, I understand. The walking?
Yeah, too much.
Oh. I believe that.
Paramount King's Dominion? Nice and level.
Gang's Dominion?
Gang's Dominion, lots of room for my scooter.
Gang's Dominion?
You're rascal.
rascal.
Are you handicapped? No, I'm just fat.
Just lazy.
Hey,
and also
it's done at every amusement park in the country. Yeah. Believe me. Those people that are on those rascals and in those wheelchairs, they don't need them. Not all of them.
No.
Not all of them.
Clearly.
And also, remember, if you go to Busch Gardens, row 6 on every roller coaster has more room. And that's true.
God. God, if you have a rascal.
No.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Ding.
If you're a man of larger carriage, you'll always see me in row 6.
Row 6 of the roller coaster?
Bigger harnesses.
What does Tony say when he has to get into those seats?
All right, you can start it now.
Thank you and enjoy your ride.
Okay, oh boy. I love the roller coaster.
Thank you for the feedback. Much appreciated.
Enjoy.
I got a break. We'll come back with something. Maybe the, you know what? When we come back, maybe the racist white supremacist chicks from Bakersfield.
Twins,
California.
Right? They're twins.
Identical twins.
Racist. White supremacist twins.
And that's the best way to have them is twins.
They walk alike. They talk alike.
Sometimes they even hate alike.
You can lose your mind.
I never tell them apart.
When lesbos are two of a kind.
You know, I got something that's going to nail them, though.
Not.
If they were in Nazi Germany, they would have been experimented on.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're twins.
Yep. That's right.
That's what those people did.
They did that.
Right. No. Ironic, exactly. No?
But they have a song about Rudolf Hess. Very catchy.
Do they really?
Pretty.
Toe tapper.
Man, oh man.
Do they mention here good doctor?
They do not. They do not.
Dr. M didn't make the cut?
No.
Dr. M.
Dr. Joe M.
You know, he's not on the Infinity Plan, the healthcare plan.
No, he used to be anymore.
Joseph Mengele?
He's not. Mengele. I try to keep trying to send copays. No dice.
I bet they're fat. That they're fast.
All right, well, listen, Spotlight on Bakersfield, California. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
When you look at the black race, black people are very gifted in what we call worship and celebration. A lot of us like to dance. And if you go to a black church, you see people jumping up and down because they really get into it. White people were blessed with the gift of structure and organization.
Well, hello.
You do a good job of building businesses and things of that nature. And you know how to tap into money pretty much better than a lot of people do around the world. Hispanics were gifted in family structure. And you can see a Hispanic person, and they can put 20 or 30 people in one home.
Whoa, look out!
They were gifted in the family structure. When you look at the Asian is very gifted in creation, creativity, and inventions. If you go to Japan or any Asian country, they can turn a television into a watch. They're very creative. Then you look at the Indians. They've been very gifted in the spirituality. When you put all of that together, guess what it makes?
Oh, yeah.
It forms a complete image of God.
Just people.
Right.
Thanks, Reggie.
See you on Survivor.
Beyond AM, beyond FM, there's BM with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mella.
Do you feel me?
Now.
Do you care?
Listen. Friends, tomorrow on the show, it's not just Thursday, it's Thursday.
Right.
As we spotlight our latest talent find, Super Dave from Baltimore.
Super Dave!
Dave will be out on Rockville Pike here, wearing a rabbi suit.
Right.
The courtesy of Party City. Thank you to Party City.
Yeah. We had a great time at that party.
Ray will be wearing a rabbi suit with a bullhorn.
Right.
And a big sandwich board that says, Jews who forgive Mel Gibson, honk.
Right.
And then we'll have him in to play Match Game.
Right. Perfect. And it's going to be a big day for him. I hope it's not too much.
And then I'm thinking about letting him interview Randy Jackson.
That's a wonderful idea.
Tomorrow. From American Idol.
It's going to be great.
And also, we're going to need $15 so he has money to get home.
No problem. Taken care of.
We got that handled.
He just has to wear the suit all the way home.
Listen.
He's wearing the suit here.
We announced at the beginning of the show today. Today was the day we get the monthly ratings.
Yeah.
And, you know, God knows we came clean with you when they sucked.
We sure did.
We were ranked number 15, and we asked you to listen longer and listen harder.
Listen longer.
A big thank you again today. Just the first stage of the summer Arbitrons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the show is on fire like we really haven't been in 3 or 4 years. Well, I guess 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe about 3 years.
About 3 years.
12-plus all listeners. We're up half a share to a 5.7.
Excellent.
That's a lot. A move to third place among 25-54 men and women. That's what the advertisers love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're up to a 7.4 share.
Hello.
Second place, incidentally, beating the news station.
Really?
Oh, perhaps a little crack in the armor.
Isn't that something? These are not just male demographics. These are real ratings. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, the broads like us too.
But you know, like I've always said, the monthly trends you can't hang anything on them.
Right? No, they just give you a little
indicator,
a little picture of what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Like for instance, I was very pleased to note that on our home station WJFK,
yes,
that getting rid of the turd that was on in the middle of the day, putting on Opie and Anthony,
mm-hmm,
station jumped up, what, Rob, like a point and a half, something like that?
In some cases, 400%.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, of course, when you're starting at zero, you know, a 400% jump is
still.
In that case, 1,000.
But moving in the right direction.
Anyway, so it was a really good first promising trend for them and a good trend for us.
Good.
We want to thank you for listening as our climb back to the top continues.
Very good.
We will have a party, another one of our parties.
Yeah.
We're number four parties next Wednesday night, a week from tonight. And here now is Dude Walker.
Got Friday when I went home, I really...
No, that's not Dude Walker.
That doesn't sound like him. His voice is deeper.
Here now is Dude Walker.
Beyond AM.
Oh,
Beyond FM.
That
is
Dude. We tried this one.
He wanted an egg salad sandwich.
No, that's not it. Egg salad. Does Dude like egg salad?
Oh, loves it.
All right, didn't know that. Huh? Is his good? All right. Yeah, that's right. He grows his own eggs.
His birthday's coming up as well.
Wonder what we should get him.
Chocolate mud bath.
Very good.
Hey, she might be listening.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hey, Buzz.
All right.
Well, now I can't find the thing.
Where is it?
We're waiting for Dude.
Well, I don't know. The thing that's
we're waiting for the Dude, just like the Big Lebowski.
I did find the thing with the primetime Nazi girls.
Oh, that's also very good, though.
I found that. The girls from Bakersfield. Let me see what's this. That's music.
That's
music. That's that. Well, trust me.
Oh,
we're
I found it.
Oh, you got it?
It's in here.
Mm-hmm. Found it, Don.
There you go.
Cut one.
And who cut one?
No, not that.
Oh, okay. I thought somebody cut one.
Try one.
Please to be noticed.
Please to be noticing.
No, please do notice.
Yeah. Please to notice what?
Please to notice.
Yeah.
I'm not yelling at him.
I know.
Yelling at who?
The big F up.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Rob.
Thanks, Mike.
It's Don and Mike on the
Mike
fight. This Wednesday at 8 p.m., Don and Mike and their whole wacky crew invade Hooters on Rockville Pike. Come on out for some wings and perhaps a breast. Don't miss Don and Mike's triumphant Maryland debut. You'll wish that the night would never end. And who knows, maybe it won't. The Don and Mike Reno Style Show. Hooters of Rockville. That's how I roll.
Ta-da-da. Okay, we will see you there, everybody. All right, spotlight on Dynamite Market of the Day. Bakersfield, California.
Yeah.
Well, we are heard daily on KGEO. And let me see, last night they had some wonderful ladies from Bakersfield on primetime.
West Coast seat of country music, too.
And these are white supremacist chicks.
Hmm.
Let's meet these girls. I'm sure they listen to our show.
Oh, you have a little taped intro?
No, yeah, I just got to press one button. And...
He first introduced you to these controversial 14-year-olds last fall.
14?
A year later, yeah. Lynx and Lamb Gady have just released their second album.
You have been compared to the Olsen twins.
Yeah, we like the Olsen twins.
We understand, these girls are hot.
Right.
I mean, they're hot like the Olsen twins were hot when they were young.
Right.
Yeah, I don't mean that like it. I'm going to try to piss Mike off with the Dakota Fanning joke.
Right.
They're attractive girls. Mm-hmm. They look like they could be like in Teen People or something like that.
They have blonde hair and blue eyes.
And their music is kind of a music designed for... I mean, that's their political angle is...
Very and you know, their music is not that good.
Right.
But they really feel it.
Okay.
Like those other twins, Mary-Kate and Ashley, they appear charming and sweet.
Yeah.
As Lamb Gady, playing the guitar, half an inch taller than her twin sister, Lynx, who has a few more freckles.
Lynx?
Twins united for a cause. A cause with a terrifying and secret language.
If only they were Siamese twins.
Siamese twins.
All its own. The language of hate.
Like Laurie and Dory.
What does 14 words mean?
We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children.
That's right, the white race and only the white race.
That's right.
Singing under the name Prussian Blue, a direct nod to their German heritage and their bright blue eyes, Lynx and Lamb Gady are fast becoming one of the best known recruiting tools in the white nationalist movement today.
My.
They might as well get the Yoko Ono alarm out.
Crowds since they were 9 years old.
I'll introduce you to two young ladies who are examples of what we really want for our kids and for our country.
The twins have become such a face for the cause of racism that even David Duke, former presidential candidate, one-time Ku Klux Klan wizard, and outspoken white supremacist, uses them to draw a crowd.
Oh, dear.
Lamb and Lynx.
Here they are. Aren't they marvelous?
Here they are. We brainwashed them for 20 years. Oh, I'm sorry. Only 14 years.
That's right.
Hey, Rob, hold on a second. I see how I do this. I'm going to see. First, what I want to do is skip ahead a little bit because I want to get to them talking about their ethnic cleansing video game.
Now, obviously, this comes from mommy and daddy, right? Is they got are mommy and daddy involved in this?
Just mommy.
Just mommy. Daddy's.
Dad's mad.
Dad's mad. Oh, that's good.
Go over there.
Is Bob Matthews and the Men of the Order, perhaps the most successful criminal organization ever to emerge from the American white supremacist movement.
Did you find the part about, where's the part about, let me see, their ethnic cleansing video game?
Did he say Chris Matthews? Or was it Bob Matthews?
No, right, you were right, it's Chris Matthews.
Chris Matthews.
Famous white supremacist. He wants all people to be as white as his underbelly.
That's an amazing factoid here, that mommy is all for it, but daddy is not.
Oh, yeah. I got the tape.
Oh, there's a stepfather.
But the biological dad is really pissed.
Well, but he ain't in the picture anymore.
Well, we got tape of him, too.
Oh, good, okay.
Brentwood.
When the girls are with friends, they say they like to hang out and sometimes play video games. But one of the video games Lynx and Lamb play, their mother says only a few times, is called ethnic cleansing. Oh, it involves killing people of color.
Tell me what happens in ethnic cleansing.
You kill all blacks and you try to get to this one area.
Skinheads are going to a ghetto shooting blacks and Mexicans who make gorilla sounding noises.
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
Pretty incredible to watch. Now, we're going to work towards...
And here's a picture of them.
Jesus, look at the picture Buzz
put
up.
You can find them on the web.
The picture.
I told you, they're cute girls.
And they have little smiley face that are...
They're cute girls.
Do you see the T-shirts?
Oh, I saw them on TV last night.
With the Hitler?
With the smiley face with the Hitler thing.
Oh, my God.
That's sweet. Now, speaking of him, we're coming up to what I like to call the Hitler question.
Okay.
Oh. And when it came time to entertain a foreign television crew, the girls danced around a swastika. They say it was, quote, a joke and not such a big deal.
Here we go. Here's the Hitler question.
Well, it does bring up the Hitler question.
Yeah,
it does.
And what's your opinion on Hitler?
I think that he wanted to preserve his race.
And he had 6 million Jews executed.
I think that's an exaggeration.
You do?
People are so stupid.
Well, they can. I look forward to them when they do their big Iranian tour.
Yeah, I hardly believe there are even that many Jews alive back then.
Wow.
I was watching this last night. Do you believe this?
It obviously comes from the mother, and I'd love to hear what she has.
Well, hold on, Mike. We got plenty.
She's
got
to be pretty intense.
Is Hitler someone you admire or someone you don't admire?
I think he had a good belief.
Hold on, let me hear one at a time. You think he was a great man?
Yeah, I think he did a lot. He had a lot of good ideas.
Right, just like Martin Shaw, he built good roads.
Jesus. One at a time. One at a time, little idiots.
They also pay tribute to another Nazi.
Oh, all right, hold on. You got to hear this part, too. This is their song about Rudolf Hess.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Rudolf Hess, one of Hitler's top men. This is a song called Sacrifice.
Rudolf Hess, a man of peace. He wouldn't give up, he wouldn't cease. He gave his loyalty to our cause. Remember him at this cause.
And it's not just Nazis. While April and her girls insist they don't hate other races, they do support homegrown men who do.
Get the heck out of here! I didn't come all the way down here!
There's Bob Matthews and the Men of the Order.
All right, hold on a second.
Wow.
Mike, there are so many things.
Oh, my God, my jaw is open.
Hold on. Yeah, we're going to have to come back to this because we've got their parents talking about their Hitler T-shirts.
Right.
We have them going to Ozfest where they're trying to recruit people to join them.
Wow. I bet that was a little dicey.
And I'll just give you just a little taste of their biological dad. Okay?
All right.
Labeled two of the 110 people who were screwing up America.
Do you think they're in danger?
I do. I think if they continue it, definitely they will be in danger.
But no one claims to be more outraged than the girl's estranged father, Chris Linglesser.
And these are your daughters. I mean, wearing Adolf Hitler's T-shirt.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know.
What does it do to your heart to see that photograph?
It makes it sink. Every time I see that, you know, do they know how many people out there will look at that and just get angry, just angry? And they don't deserve that anger.
He's a real tough guy.
He sounds like a pussy.
I think he might be half a fag.
What, Robbie? He was a bad sort.
He was a bad sort? Why?
Well, he eventually lost custody because he threatened to kill everybody.
Oh. I didn't know that. I didn't want that much of it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that they improved their lives.
Here's a little bit of them. Mike, really, it's a whole hour of TV, and generally I don't believe in replaying TV on the radio, but
right. this is really amazing.
This really deserves our entire focus.
And it's good once in a while, I think, Don, just to put a spotlight on some of our affiliate cities.
Here's just a little bit of them working the Ozfest.
Ozfest, Charlotte, North Carolina, last summer. A heavy metal rock festival that draws thousands from across the country. We went to capture the scene off stage, and that's where we found record promoter and white nationalist Eric Glebe hard at work.
We're looking for any good-looking, healthy, white racial stock.
His strategy? Targeting these young, white, mainstream rockers in hopes of turning them into hardcore fans of hate. It's not that he's making any money here. This is about getting the message out.
Angry Aryans, too white for you. Music for white people.
Glebe and company have driven from West Virginia to pass out those free CD of
West
white
Virginia.
Punk bands with names like Blue Eyed Devil and Angry Aryans, whose music is much more extreme than that of the twins, Lynx and Lamb.
Hey, do we have the guy singing his songs, I Hope Your Baby's White?
Isn't that in the first track?
Yeah, it is. And also his song, Whites Only.
Yeah.
And then when the guy... Hey, listen, we don't have time for this today.
Wow.
The guy also screams that Bakersfield, California is not white enough.
Oh, God. I've always said that.
Wow. You know what? I'm looking at the clock. We got a thing scheduled. We got another thing scheduled, so...
You want to postpone the thing? The guy?
Oh, no. I want to just move on. We'll come back to this.
All right.
Trust me, these girls tomorrow will be as hot as they are today.
What is it? Dunce and Minx? What are their names?
Their names?
Lynx and Jinx.
What's it say on the web, Buzz? What's it say
let me back up. I've lost the page here.
Anyways, spotlight on Bakersfield.
Way to go, Bakersfield.
Very proud to be broadcasting to Bakersfield.
Hey, it's not Bakersfield's fault.
Lamb and Lynx.
Come on now.
It's totally Bakersfield.
It's not. It could have happened in Sacramento, too.
Or Davis.
Or Davis. Or Chico.
Where's my song, I Hope Your Baby's White?
That's a
Tone
Tapper, too. It's upbeat.
Now, listen, I know I'm doing something very dangerous by putting this next segment up against this last segment.
Right.
Okay.
I think it's time for a very quick rematch with you and me and the listeners.
Okay.
Here. Now, do not let the last portion of the show
influence what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we're going to put 10 minutes up on the clock.
Very
because,
good.
As I recall, the last time we tried make us laugh,
it was not successful.
We were stumped, right?
Yes. I mean, it's always successful, but no one won. We didn't complete.
We had 10 big minutes, and neither one of us laughed.
Right.
Now, the prize today is 500 American dollars. But you've got to make me laugh, and you've got to make Mike laugh.
Exactly.
Rob doesn't count. Buzz doesn't count. John, Joe. I mean, not as human beings. They
smiling, snorting, a little like hiccup chuckle. That doesn't count. You have to make us laugh.
Make us laugh.
Real laugh.
You got to make us laugh. Like when Rob and I were watching that videotape before the show tonight. that's the type of laugh you really need.
When we heard the Rudolph Hess song.
See, I'm laughing.
There you go. But in no way, ladies and gentlemen, do we want you to be influenced by that. Not at all.
No. It's very simple.
Don't go there.
877-365-3636. We are up on a deadline because we got a guest today. We only have 10 minutes for your calls. That's it.
That's it.
Happen
10
today.
Minutes, make it work.
Make it happen. Make us laugh. Win 500 bucks. These are unscreened calls. So please, animals, clean yourselves and make sure that you bring yourself strong to the microphone.
And yes, we have to. We will also be accepting calls from Bakersfield.
Yeah.
I mean, they're part of the affiliates.
Christ, I hope someone from Bakersfield wins today.
Me too.
Wouldn't be a nice balance, probably.
Mm-hmm. A belong.
And some of them in Bakersfield might be feeling a little low.
Right. Somebody tells me there's a lot of civic pride in Bakersfield today, Mike. I've been there before. Listen, call now. Call now, and we'll do Megas Lab. And then we'll do the other thing.
Okay, very good.
And then after that, we'll do the other thing, and then we'll go home.
Very good.
That's the plan. We'll bring it back.
Hey, thanks.
Well, we were talking white supremacists.
That last, the previous segment brought to you by...
Price on today.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Time to laugh.
The Don and Mike Show. Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. The Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, these ridiculous girls from Bakersfield.
Right.
It just should be taken outside and just hog-tied.
Right.
And really, you know, just... Well, you know what should be done to them.
Right.
You know what should be done to them. We'll hear the rest of them on tomorrow's show.
Fascinating. It truly is. And, you know, you forget that that exists.
Yeah. I mean... On one hand, it's sickening, but on the other hand, it's funny. And, I mean, it's not ha-ha funny. It's like, it's funny like, you know, okay, this is America, land of the free, home of the brave, where you can say just about anything you want to say.
Right. Of course you can.
But you got little girls singing about Rudolph Hess.
So many levels to that. So many levels.
And we didn't hear a lot of the stuff with how they were nurtured from birth and their families and... You know, the whites-only hurricane aid that they wanted to do for Katrina.
Really?
Fair enough. There's a lot of stuff we didn't get to.
Man, oh, man. When you're not getting pissed off, you got to laugh at them.
Pretty in-depth stuff. We'll do that tomorrow. This segment of the show, incidentally, not the last segment. This segment brought to you by Ford Bold Moves.
Mm-hmm.
And now, let's laugh.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Put 10 big ones on the clock, Robbie. And really, we got to stick to the schedule here. The premise of this game could not be simpler. It's me and Mike, and you make us laugh.
And last time unsuccessful, this time let's see what happens.
Put 10 minutes on the clock. Winner gets $500 in cash. And Rob, tell me when you're ready.
Why don't we start with the first joke?
Oh, start with the first joke.
That's right. Let me try to start the clock.
And here we... Are we on the clock?
No joke yet.
Not yet.
He joke.
So the joke's
Don time. And Mike Show.
Hey, Don. A mushroom walks into a bar, bellies up, says to the bartender, I'll have an ice cold beer. Bartender looks over and says, I'm sorry, we don't serve your kind. The mushroom says, well, why not? I'm a fun guy.
That is the first joke. The clock
Ouch.
Is running.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Backwards.
Make us laugh. Hello, make us laugh.
The guy comes home, finds his girlfriend crying. Says, what's the matter, baby? What's the matter, baby? Oh, nothing. He goes, there's got to be something. Why are you crying? Well, everybody in the neighborhood's being mean to you. Oh, yeah? What's the matter? Well, they're calling you a pedophile. He goes, that's an awful big word for an 8-year-old.
For an 8-year-old.
For an 8-year-old.
How for an 8-year-old. How many eggs can you eat, Luke?
50
eggs an hour.
50 eggs an hour. I just said a dozen. I was really going to answer your question.
That worked.
Eggs today. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hello.
Hello. Make us laugh, please.
I believe the car door was open.
Why did Cro-Magnon man drag his women by the hair?
Why?
You don't want to get dirt in there.
You know, it wasn't that good a joke, but even...
You mean in their cavewoman vaginas?
That's what he was talking about. The beeping car door being opened is what threw me for
a nice touch.
Yeah, I know.
You like that?
Yeah, I know. Steven the Geico ads. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
8-year-old.
Hello. Make us laugh. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hi, what do you call an intelligent blonde?
What?
A golden retriever.
Oh, you silly little C word. Hello, Don and Mike Show. That was not funny. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, make us laugh.
Rosie O'Donnell walks into a bar buck naked, orders a drink. Bartender says, well, I can see you don't have any money. How are you going to pay? She opens her legs and points to her daisy and says, how about this? He says, you got anything smaller?
Nice touch putting the Rosie O'Donnell in there.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty. That was clever.
It didn't work. Thank you, though.
I tried to modernize it a little bit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, what's the difference between a tribe of pygmies and a woman's track team?
We know this. They are cunning runs.
Good memory on that one.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
What did the little boy say to the has-been actor when he patted him on the head?
I don't know, Mrs. Foggy Bottom. What?
Thank you, Mr. The Med.
What?
Adrian's the Med.
Adrian's Med? You told an Adrian's Med joke?
Okay. Tell it again.
Please.
Shall I stop the clock?
Yeah, stop the clock. Right. This is off the clock. Tell it again.
Adrian's Med.
Tell it again.
I can't believe I'm still here. What did the little boy say to the has-been actor when he patted him on the head?
What?
Thank you, Mr. The Med.
Why is that funny?
It's not.
I thought I'd be gone by now.
Jesus.
I can't believe I got through.
You intentionally called...
You effing C-word.
Did you make it up?
C-word.
Did you make it up yourself?
You effing C-word.
She's doing a whole stage play.
I hope those were real tears.
We can only hope.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How do you kill a retard?
How?
You don't. You just laugh and point at him. Funnier.
Okay, hold on. I got one for you. How do you keep a retard in suspense?
I don't know.
Wait 5 minutes and I'll tell you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I get that.
A guy walks into a bar, and the bartender is a Chinaman, and he's guy bellies up, and the bartender says, oh, yes, sir, what can I do for you? Guy orders, says, give me a Stoli's with a twist. Bartender says, okay, this time there are four little pigs.
It's a good drinking joke.
Technically not a winner, though.
Not a winner, but...
Not a winner.
But we got to tell you, solid.
If it was made Kong laugh,
very solid. Kong was unhinging his jaw.
All the way to the bank.
That's well-crafted, man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Make
us laugh.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing
very well. Excellent. Good to hear that. Hey, what happened to Cinderella when she got to the ball?
What happened to Cinderella when she got to the ball? What happened?
She choked.
I think we might have had a variation on that. Yeah. Just a little smile.
That's an oral thing.
When she gets to the ball, she chokes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Why does a guy shake his thing after he pees?
Why?
Because it can't go...
Because it can't go what?
Can't go what?
It can't go...
Are you talking like a nose? Like you sniffle your nose?
Is this another made-up joke by a girl?
I don't think so.
Adrian's Med?
Adrian's Med does that. He makes that sound with it.
And everybody stop using my girlfriend's last name, please. I want her to keep her privacy.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Med.
Hello.
Hey, why can't Helen Keller drive?
Why?
Because she's a woman.
Old.
Hold on, Rob said something very important.
5 minutes!
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make his laugh.
Are you talking to me?
Yep.
What is it? 200-pound white chick and a brick have in common.
What?
They both eventually get laid by a Mexican.
We have a variation on that last
time. Don and Mike, make us laugh. Hello. Come on. Hello, Don and Mike Show, make us laugh.
Hey, so a pirate walks into a bar, and he's got one of those big, giant ship steering wheels attached to his pelvis. So he shimmies up to the bar, and the bartender says, hey, what's the deal with the steering wheel? That must be a real pain in the ass. And the pirate says, "Arr, it's driving me nuts."
Oh!
See you at the next kiddies party.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what do Hillary Clinton and tampons have in common?
What? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Make us laugh.
Okay. What do you call a hooker with a runny nose?
What?
Full.
Full. We've heard it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don and Mike Show. Hello, make us laugh.
What's up, fellas? Hey, what's the difference between a Fenway Frank and a Yankee dog?
What?
They won't be serving Fenway Franks in October.
Oh, I was pretending.
So was I.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Because I thought...
Or will they?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Rob.
Hi, Dynamite.
Yeah, make his laugh, please.
There was a guy in a bar.
That was funny.
There's
go ahead.
A guy
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Start
he's
again.
He's
sir.
Not talking to you.
I'm talking to somebody else.
There's a guy in a bar.
Yeah, he said that he could tell what kind of an animal it was if he brought a skin up to him and how it was killed. So the first guy brought up a skin to him.
You gotta have some skills in this game.
Yeah.
Hello, Donovan.
Guy Mike.
Yes.
You make me want to twist my man boobs.
Well, you know, that's really not going to make us laugh because it's something we're proud of.
Flattering. We're glad that we make you want to do that.
Hold on a second. Now you're making me work it. I'm going to get killed in traffic because I'm working it now, boys.
Yeah.
He's going.
Sorry.
Don and Mike's show. Make
Why
us
did
laugh.
I say sorry?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
We all are.
Make us laugh.
Hey, I just wanted to set up a game between me and Robert the Mailman to play some ethnic cleansing.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Make us laugh.
Hey, this is Max. Clink's been peeing in my crate.
Hello, you're on the air. Make us laugh.
Is it me?
Yes.
2 minutes!
Thank you, Rob.
What's the hardest part about learning how to rollerblade?
What?
Telling your father you're a faggot.
Never heard that one before, but you said it with a lot of gusto. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, a guy walks through the bar, and he starts drinking after work, and he gets pretty loaded. And the bartender says, all right, yeah, you should probably get going. And the guy says, yeah, my wife's going to be real pissed. The bartender says, oh, I got a trick. I messed up the joke.
No, but your voice is funny.
No, keep going.
Your voice is funny. Hang in there.
Go ahead.
Second chance.
Oh.
Neil Augenstein calling it.
Oh. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How do you know if your roommate might be gay?
How?
I've never heard that.
Don and Mike show. Hello, make us laugh. Ooh, there you go. You're on the air. Make us laugh. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Two muffins in an oven. One muffin looks at the other muffin and says, whew, it's pretty hot in here. And the second muffin looks at the first muffin and says, holy heck, a talking muffin.
52 seconds.
You made me laugh a little bit. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It was a chuckle.
Make
it
laugh.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How do you know you had a gay cookout?
How?
All the hot dogs taste like crap.
That's like a variation of the other one that we just had. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
What's the hardest part of a vegetable to eat?
What?
The wheelchair.
That's old.
I'm sorry.
One out of two.
Made me laugh. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh. Or just sit there. Hello, Dumas. Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Is that me?
Yeah, no. The other guy.
Come
on. The other guy in the car with you.
Pedophile and a little girl are walking to the woods at dusk, you know, spooky owl screeching. Little girl says, God, this is kind of scary. Pedophile says, you're scared. I got to walk out of here alone.
Time.
Oh, time.
Wow. Oh, my God. Wow.
Once again, like, unprecedented.
Yes, wow. Two times in a row now.
This is now going to roll over to the third time.
It's a losing streak.
Now, in previous shows, we would have gone on with this, and the only reason we're not is that we're dying to do some Larry and Larry coming up.
The the Chinaman joke was pretty solid, but it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't unhinge our jaws and laugh funny. No.
There was one that made me laugh. I really don't remember what it was.
The muffin one, I believe.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
The muffin, they were all chuckles. The wheelchair one made you laugh because you haven't heard it.
Right? Oh, yeah. That
and that's a good joke when you haven't heard it.
Right. And, as we are often want to do, one last person,
no pressure,
a chance to win. And, are you ready for this? The prize now will be doubled.
Wow.
Add the pressure. If we laugh at this one last call, $1,000.